The Burton Panthers football is on the air. Tonight's game against Kearney Eagles is made possible by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Johnny Benitez with Apple Ford, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker Ag Service, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Quality Glass, Citizen State Bank, BBR Materials, ACL Construction, Kiki's Family Daryl, Kate and Trent, and Tucker, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Rachel Conley with Edward Jones, Glenn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Felder's By and By, Romeo Electronic, Brenham's National Bank, TNT Car Wash, Bluebow Aquatic Center, La Roche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Market Reality, and Burton ISD. We'll go to your hosts, Stephen Drain and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame through these words from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
The fall season is here, but you can still enjoy all the fun at the Blue Bell Aquatic Center. Their fall hours are Monday through Thursday from 6 to 1 and 4 to 7. Fridays from 6 to 1, Saturdays from 9 to 1, and closed on Sundays. Plus, get ready for the 19th annual Kids Gone Fishing. Happening on September 27th, hundreds of pounds of catfish are released into the leisure pool. Children ages 2 to 7 and individuals with special needs can have fun fishing to catch the big one. To learn more, visit thecityofbrenham.org.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Welcome in, football fans. We're live from Panther Stadium for tonight's gridiron battle between the Hearn Eagles and the Burton Panthers. This is Stephen Drain alongside Daryl Kiki, and we're just moments away from kickoff, about 30 minutes or so from kickoff here for the home opener for the Burton Panthers at the new Burton Panther Stadium here in Burton. Panthers have waited a long while to enjoy this new stadium, spent the last couple years playing off-site, had one game here last year. But tonight, they're going to get a chance to showcase this beautiful, newly built facility here in Burton. Daryl's huge matchup, and there's a lot to break down. So what should we look for tonight from the Panthers and the Eagles?
Man, number one, you are totally right. We've been waiting a long time for something this special to be in Burton. We've been talking about it and talking about it, and finally it got done. The school is coming together, you know. I can't spell patience. I don't have any. So you can imagine 3 years deep into it, and we're still working on it. But, you know, to all good things, you have to wait. As far as the football field, we're sitting here just watching the future Panthers out there. Most of them are Thaler's kids, and we got Gable and Little Hodie and Kalkaki out there playing three-on-three on this turf field, and you know they're enjoying that out there, and this is what we do it for the kids.
Right. Still a little bit of construction going on. Still a work in progress, though. Looks like they're working on the field house, some of the gymnasium over there, a couple other buildings. But as far as the stadium, stadium looks nice. Everything's nice. If you get a chance, you need to come out here and visit these guys out here. They've spent a lot of time and effort putting in a nice, nice facility. It's going to be here for years to come for all these kids to enjoy and play on. And it's good to be here tonight and get to see a football game. And weather's good. Clear skies, nice, not much humidity. So if you're not doing much, you still got a couple minutes, you want to come out and watch a good football game, I think we're going to have a pretty good one here tonight.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss some keys to the game upcoming, and we'll send it back to the station for a few words from our sports friends.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny DeCarga, wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Hi, I'm Emma Griffith, your senior captain.
Hi, I'm Skylar Unger, junior captain.
Hi, I'm Mia Odom, junior captain.
And we are
Panther Cheer. Panther fans, pump it up, yo, red.
White.
Red.
White.
Panther fans, keep it up, yo, B-H-S. B-H-S.
Let's go, Panthers.
We wish the Burton Panthers an outstanding season.
All right, guys, we're back here over at Burton, Texas, the home of the Burton Panthers here. Everybody's kind of getting set up. Got the Andy Bostain down there working on his run-through tunnel down there. I got to give
tunnel
him a little,
crew, let's get out
of give him a little shout-out down there, getting everything set up. And we got the bands coming in. We're getting set here. Let's discuss a little bit about what's happened so far here with the season. Burton comes in with a 1-0 record. They had a big victory last week over Holland. We got the Hearn Eagles are coming in. They're 0-1. Took a loss to Chilton last week. So we got a 1-0 team versus a 0-1 team, but it's early in the season, and we'll see how everything works. Watching the teams warm up a little bit while ago, looks like we're going to have an exciting matchup tonight for sure.
Hearn looks very, very athletic. They've always been that way. The size, I'm going to say they're not that big, but the one of the comments I always make, speed kills. On our side, we're led by KD at quarterback, and the offensive line, a lot of these guys are juniors that's been playing together for a while. Great size for Burton and everything. So it's going to start up front. If we can wear them down and everything, they're still going to be fast. But you know yourself, if you lean on them long enough, when that fourth quarter comes, you're going to get to bust some big plays.
Right. It looks like Burton's got a little bit of size going on the line of scrimmage. There are pretty good, some bigger boys out there, a little bit bigger than what Hearn looked like. Hearn looks speedy, quick. Looks like they might be quick. So we might have a shootout here. I know Caden Patterson last week, he rushed for 97 yards and threw for 69 yards, had a couple touchdowns. So got a couple other weapons that he had there. Malik Bibby had 14 carries last week for 73 yards. So looks like a good rushing attack for Burton. It's going to be kind of challenged by maybe some speed from the Hearn Eagles tonight.
You know, Hearn going over the deal, they have 7 seniors to Burton's 4. So on both sides, there's not a lot of older kids playing. Mostly juniors on our part and younger. Hearn, if you sit there and look at them, they have a lot more players. We count, what do we count, 20 for Burton suited out tonight, 21 on the roster. And I think the way it looks here, Hearn probably got about 30-something players. And I see a lot of sophomores and freshmen just looking at it. And they did look small, but I think they're very fast.
I think so, too. I think they're going to have quite a bit of speed. And like you said, a lot of underclassmen on the Hearn Eagles. Hearn last year started out their season 0-6 and then came on strong in their district. Ended up losing in the area round of the playoffs. Of course, Burton did really well in their district. Unfortunately, lost in the first round of the playoffs last year. I think they're hoping to look for a little bit different result this year when they get out there. And we'll see what they got here in a little bit. So we'll send it back to the studios from a word from our sponsor.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel, they're proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. Listen, they know our boys. They're going to bounce back from last year. And with all that teamwork, hard work, and fun, well, they'll take up their place right there in the postseason. They wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. And Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Football season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panthers football team. Just like the Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision, from windshields to back glass and everything in between. They get the job done right the first time. Trust the pros at Quality Glass to deliver a game-winning performance. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong season. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
And we're back here in Burton Panther Stadium here, beautiful Burton, Texas, out here watching, getting ready to watch a little football. Got the announcers announcing some of the rules and regulations of what you can do, what you can't do out here. And I know when I pulled up in the parking lot out there, concrete parking lot, nice. You look at the stadium, you get in there, and you get in here, and you look at the field. It's in pristine condition. Once they get through with all this construction around here, y'all are going to be really proud of the facility that you got here. It's a very nice facility.
Absolutely. You wait till the sun goes down and the lights come on, then you're really going to see how this field shines and how blessed these young kids are to get to play on something like this. And used to, we didn't get to do that till we made the playoffs and everything. So that was kind of like gravy when you got to go and play there and everything. And now we have it. And, you know, just so blessed. The community, a small town. I say it all the time. This is me and your first time together, but small town like Burton, it is amazing. You're here. You know it enough. The people, we're so blessed to have a community that supports everything. You know, we are German. We are sometimes get to the point where we all really don't need that and stuff. My kids didn't have it and everything, but Daryl's motto, and I'm sure yours is, you should want it better for your kids than you had it, and their kids to have it better than they had it. If you can keep that in mind and stuff, life is pretty simple to work together, be nice, and make it nice for these kids. You know, some of these kids out here that are playing this sports, that's their family.
Right.
The coaches, we haven't touched on that yet, but we have an amazing group of coaches that's been here for a long time. A lot of them are father figures that to a lot of these kids, kids that graduate come back. You see them in the community, they're coming to the coaches and everything. Small town, once again, it's just amazing. We're so blessed. You're going to see the stands are going to be full. You know, it's not like the old field where all the old guys with the fence was about 3.5 foot tall. So they're leaning on the fence and they could, you know, they could coach from the sideline. Here they got a little smarter, I guess, or didn't want them to be able to help coach from the sideline. So they put a taller fence up there and, everything. But right in front of us, they got these red seats. Teased you a while ago, they're $500 seats. So people get here early to get those seats. You know, that's part of the booster fund.
Didn't know if that was reserved seating down there or not, but evidently if you get here early enough, you can get you a seat with a back on it. You're right on the 50-yard line sitting down there. So got a little bit of a buffer between the field with the track laying there.
Yep.
So it kind of keeps the fans away from the players a little bit. Not too much coaching. You had to do a little yelling if you're doing some coaching from outside the fence this time. But
they will get loud, though. You will be able to hear them.
So we were talking about coaches earlier. Coach Hody, this is his 13th season. 13th season here? But he's got 106 wins and 56 losses in the time he's been here. So he's done an outstanding job in the amount of time he's been here. It looks like he's got another decent team this year. It looks like they're going to do pretty good. I know last week, talking to some of the people around, everything looks pretty good. They're going to have a really strong showing. I know in baseball they've had a good year this year in baseball. So a lot of athletes out here, and usually for smaller schools like that, you don't find that throughout your whole athletic program where you have good programs through and through. We were talking a little bit earlier about girls volleyball and how well they're doing and how all the sports are doing out here. So it's good to see that commitment from all those families to get their kids to practices, to get them better, to make them better. And it should show out here on the field. The community's rallied around them, provided a very nice facility for them here. Like I said, still a little bit of construction going on, but when this thing gets through over here, it's really going to be a sight to see, especially from the stadium here. I was watching a little bit earlier when they left and hit it. They had to go way over to the old field house over on the other side. So when they get everything done here, they'll be able to go straight into the new field house and at the gym area where they're building over here.
What's that comment? You build it, they will come?
Yep.
It's a true statement. We're being blessed every year and everything to have great people come in and athletes. And back to the volleyball, they swept Schulenburg just a while ago. Schulenburg is a really, really consistent team every year. They have a gentleman who coaches that team that's been there for years. He's in that same category with Coach Brewer and Nygren that's been there forever. And to go into Schulenburg and sweep them in three, this is the most athletic young team that's come to Burton in a long time. The girls get along, and as long as they keep playing together, that is what it's all about.
All right, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Baker Ag Service, in business in Brenham for over 30 years. They can handle all your excavation service and commercial job site preparation needs. Just call Baker Ag Service, a lifelong Washington County resident, at 979-277-4435. That's 979-277-4435. For Baker Ag Service in Brenham, or email BOEKERAGservice@gmail.com. They have professional and personalized bids for each client, and they're fully insured.
All right, as we come back here to Burton, we got the Hearn Band playing their school song at this time. I can see the teams are starting to head this way from the locker room over there, and should have the Burton school song here coming up in just a second.
A little bit over 10 minutes away from kickoff, and, you know, looks like it's a tremendous crowd. It's filling up. Going to have a few of them that's going to be missing here tonight. We got Ray Salinas' son and Taylor getting married tomorrow, and so some of our main Burton people that are supporters with Brenham Produce is going to, he's kind of got an obligation tonight.
Got a little bit of things he's got to take care of there. So.
If he was close, that I could tell him, be a little disappointed that he ain't at the game. They could have had rehearsal here, which probably would have made sense. You know, we got plenty of room on the track. They could walk.
Yeah, they could have just had it right there.
And everything. I don't know what he was thinking. Probably good idea that he didn't.
Probably pretty good that he decided to go where he was going. Yeah, he might have been in the doghouse a little bit.
Doghouse before he even said, I do.
Yeah.
And everything. But I know they will be listening to us because that family is one tremendous family that supports Burton. Anything and everything there is to do, they're here. I teased them. We probably have some Bramer ribeyes tomorrow night. out of Monica. I mean, he should have one of those expensive Bramers, the steak, wouldn't you think?
You would think he'd have some steak, but I can't complain. Tonight they gave us some hamburger steaks up here, so we got some really good food up here in the press box tonight. So we're doing pretty good right now.
We can't fuss at all.
No, can't fuss about that. Kind of a little surprise when we walked in, and press box is nice, new, air conditioned. So you know we're kind of a little spoiled. You know we don't have to sit out there in the sun right now like everybody else. But
you know, but look here, the shade, they're kind of not very much.
No, not very much sun on this
they're,
side.
Press they're box. The ones that kind of you know, but that's the visitor side.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to get pooped with that by having the look in the sun.
Yeah,
and everything. I mean, from a crowd standpoint, I don't know if that is the tale what they think about their team or not, but they got about 12 people over there compared to about the stands being full here.
Yeah, stands are almost full here on the home side. Visitor side's a little slim on that side. And we got the Panthers in the tunnel now, fixing to hit out of the tunnel.
Austin got the smoke, getting them ready to come on out of there. And I'm sure he'll hit that air horn in a minute. Time to get started.
Got the band cranking up, getting ready here. Everybody's loaded up in the tunnel. And
our buddy Nick is running over there, fixing to blow a hammy out, trying to get pictures. Cheerleaders are being brave. They got them standing as a pyramid up in the air.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the one on the top. I'd probably fall off of that. That wouldn't be for me.
No, I used to not be scared of heights, but now when it gets over 6 foot, my knees start shaking for some reason, and I don't understand it.
Everybody's starting to get wound up here. We're waiting for the first guys to come busting out of this football helmet of a tunnel that they've got set up here in Burton for them. Got a little smoke rolling out, and here come the Burton Panthers opening up the season here at Panther Stadium. Got a couple of them leading them out with the United States and Texas flag, carrying the big Burton Panther flag behind them.
Yep. Panther pride, buddy, Panther pride.
So we're going to send it back to the studios for a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back shortly.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Okay, this is Stephen and Daryl. We're back here at Panther Stadium here in Burton. The Hearn Eagles are headed out onto the field. Should have our national anthem here in just a little bit as all the teams are getting lined up. Don't know if they're going to do the coin toss prior to the national anthem, but we got the referee sitting out there, and looks like we're going to have a coin toss up here shortly, and get to see who's going to kick off, who's going to receive it. Coach Thaler was awful nice there. He just brought me a Burton cap in here. I'm going to put that sucker on during the break.
Make sure you wear it. That's what I tell my buddy Miami. He come in here and we fixed him up. That's one thing about these coaches. You will have red gear and you will have a red hat. You got to wear it proud. I mean, I know that hurts y'all sometimes to wear that green. I had to swallow my pride a few times and put that green on. But, you know, it's all right.
That was the first question I got asked when I walked up, is where I got this red shirt from that I got on tonight. But I tried to get my friend Andy Bostain to get me some stuff, yeah. You know, and then that's all right. Coach Thaler took care of me over here. So we're all good.
Taylor's a good dude.
So we got the coin toss going on right now out there. Looks like captains tonight for Burton is number 54. That is Houston Hody, number 17, Ruben Rodriguez. Number 8 is Braden Martin. And number 4, Caden Patterson, are the captains for Burton tonight. Looks like Burton has won the toss, and they're going to defer their option until the second half. So Hearn's going to receive the kickoff. And while we're getting all this situated, we'll send it back again to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
I would like to direct your attention to the west end of Panther Stadium. We're at the stadium, where you'll see the flag of the United States of America, which represents the flag of democracy in action. Charity is as typified by the American Red Cross, as the economy then remains one of the most robust in the world, and the people that have demonstrated sacrifice and determination to remain steadfast and strong in our beliefs against all threats. Burton ISD would like to invite you all to please stand tall and demonstrate your respect for our flag and our many veterans, and the pride you have as a citizen of the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. The Panther Band, under the direction of Band Director Larry Silcox, will now perform our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Everybody, we got the national anthem there, performed by the Burton High School Band. We'll send it back real quick to the studios for one word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the kickoff.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullop, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Hi, I'm Emma Griffith, your senior captain.
Hi, I'm Skylar Unger, your junior captain.
Hi, I'm Mia Odom, your junior captain.
Hi, I'm Haley Heron.
Hi, I'm Azad Halton.
Hi, I'm Liz Overwater.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore.
And we are
Panther Cheer. Scream and shout, let that Panther spirit out. Scream and shout, let that Panther spirit out. Good luck, Panthers and Lady Panthers.
Back with the kickoff here at Panther Stadium. Kickoff is fielded and dropped there. Looked like number...
Simak on that.
Yeah, number 10, Eli Simak, fielded the kick, dropped it there. So Burton will have it first and 10. They'll be on the, looks like about the 26-yard line there. First and 10 from the 26 is where Burton's going to start out. A little fumble on the snap there, but got the ball back, so... Didn't hurt anything there.
That's right.
All right, we got Patterson at quarterback.
Got Bibby behind him in the shotgun.
Going to take a shotgun snap here. Going to hand off to Bibby. Bibby up the middle. Gain of maybe a yard on the play. Takes it out to about the 30-yard line there. So bring up second down and 9 from the 30. Ran that one right up the middle. Was met by a whole host of Hearn Eagles there right in the middle for the tackle. As we get lined up here again, here comes Burton out of the huddle. They're going to be out of a shotgun. Have two backs split either side of Patterson.
Got Ruben on the right side. Going to throw it.
Patterson's going to throw. Penalty flag's thrown on the play. He's under a lot of pressure. Gets it away on the middle. Pass will be incomplete.
Pass incomplete.
Intended target was Braden Martin, number 8 for the Panthers. Penalty flag on the play. Let's see what the referees say on this one.
These first two plays, the speed of Hearn up front is beating our guys off the line of scrimmage.
Looks like it's going to be offsides against Hearn. So Burton will get a free play there. It'll be a 5-yard step off. It's going to move the ball up to the 34-yard line. Bring up second down and about 5 yards to go for the Panthers. Not a bad move by throwing it there.
No.
It's going to be offsides there. The penalty and you get it. So Not too bad there by Patterson at quarterback.
That shows you the athletic ability that he does have, and you have to be concerned about him running.
So Patterson's back in the shotgun again. He's got Bibby off to his right. Handoff, fakes it to Patterson. He's going to throw a little bubble screen out to the wide receiver.
Be Braden Martin.
Braden Martin on the catch. He's going to take that up about 3 yards. So we're going to come up with about a third down and 3. So we'll be at about the 36-yard line. So Burton with his first third down. Needs 3 yards to get a first down and keep the chains moving along the side. Burton moving from right to left if you're listening with us. So we're headed into the that would be the north end zone. Burton comes up to the line. Patterson back in the shotgun again. He's got Bibby to his left this time. Three wide receivers split out to the right. And we got a penalty flag on the play. Before the penalty was thrown, we got a timeout called by Burton. So while we got a timeout, we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
Harmel Electric says, go Burton Panthers. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk to a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They'll be open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric hopes you'll join them in supporting the Burton Panthers football team with your attendance at the games. Go Burton, win.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Rachel Conley, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Rachel Conley is a proud sponsor of Burton Panthers football on KWHI. For all of your investment needs, call 979-836-7779 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, as we come back to Burton, we're out of the timeout. Burton's up to the line. This time Patterson's going to go under center. Three backs in the backfield. They're going to run a handoff right up the middle.
Patterson kept it.
Patterson keeps it.
First
comes
down.
Around the edge. He's going to pick up about 6 yards on the play. Going to take the ball out to about the 43, 44-yard line. Where it'll be first down and 10 Burton from there. Nice little play fake there, kind of
good
faked me out a little bit.
I mean, I did too. I was going to say, man, he handed off to the fullback, and we didn't get nothing, but he pulled it back out.
Yeah, came
nice
out
shot.
with a heavy set right there, trying to get the short yardage, picks it up. Actually, he's going to get it all the way out to the 44-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Burton from the 44.
I'll be surprised pretty soon he takes a shot to number 10 down here, Simon, on a deep ball.
Patterson's in the shotgun. Bibby's to his left. Two receivers to the right and two to the left. He's going to hand that off to Bibby up the middle. He's got a hole. He's going to pull it out to about the Hearn 48-yard line. Gained about 8 yards on that play. Right up the middle. Made a little cut. Made a guy miss it. Got a really good gain on that one.
Nice run by Bibby.
He's trying to utilize Hearn's trying to get a little penetration on the line up front, and Burton's handling it fairly well, making a few people miss. You can keep doing that and keep moving the ball down the field. They're looking pretty decent right now.
You get 8 or 9 yards on that first down, you can do a lot of things right now.
Yeah, it kind of opens up your playbook right here. You got a short yardage on second down here. I would expect a we're going to have another timeout by Burton.
Could play clock play. Is running down.
So during the timeout, we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh, and smoked sauces available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to wish the Burton Panthers a winning football season. Go Big Red!
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back out of the break, it's going to be a snap to Patterson at quarterback. He's going to take it around the right side. He's going to pick up the first down over there. It's going to ball's going to be moved out to about the Hearn 45-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 Burton. Came out after the timeout, went straight to a quarterback run to the right side there, and right around the edge. Nice gain. Seems like Burton's coming out a little more crisp after they got a little bit of talking to from Coach Hody. So Patterson's going to be in shotgun snap. Bibby to his left. He's back to throw. Pass is 10 by 17, and it's picked up by number 10, Eli Simak.
Pass drill.
Little tip drill. Pass is going to be complete. It's going to be about a 20-yard gain right there by Simak. He's going to take it all the way down to the Hearn 26-yard line. So almost a little bit of disaster there for Burton. It was tipped by number 17, Ruben Rodriguez, and the tip went straight to number 10, Eli Simak, and he's able to get a big gain out of the play.
That's where that luck factor comes in.
You always got to have a little bit of luck there. So Burton's back up to the line. Patterson in the shotgun. He's got two backs on either side of him.
All sides.
He's going to hand it off right up the middle. Carey's going to take the ball down to about the 24-yard line.
Now, I'm going to be shocked if there's not a flag on this one because that dude was in the backfield before we even snapped it. Yeah, he did. He threw it.
Yeah, he threw a flag. It's going to be offsides again on Hearn. So it's going to they're going to step off 5 yards. We'll take the ball down to the Hearn 27-yard line where it'll be first down and 5 for the Panthers.
See, keep marching, Red.
This has been pretty on the ground, a little bit of passing, kind of mixing it up a little bit, kind of utilizing Burton's speed, and actually Burton's speed looks pretty equal to Hearn right now.
Yeah.
So Burton's going to step up to the line. You got Patterson at quarterback. He's flanked on either side by back on either side. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hand up right up the middle. Handoff goes to
Bibby.
Bibby's going to take the ball for a gain of about a yard on the play. Take it down. Oh, we'll call that one no gain. He's going to mark it at the 27. So it's going to be second down and 5 from the 27.
Got a pretty big boy on that nose and flank each side of him.
Yeah,
I think we're going to have more luck going to the outside on picking these first downs up.
Yeah, their nose tackle is a pretty large fellow down
there.
He's
a big boy.
So Patterson takes a snap. He's going to roll out to his right, looking to throw.
Wide open.
Overthrows number 5, Caleb Nossaman. Had him wide open at about the 5-yard line. Pass goes over his head a little bit.
He had Ruben coming across here out running a post, also wide open from the left side. We're definitely going to go for this.
It's going to bring up a third down and 5. 6 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first quarter. Score 0-0. Burton on their first possession. Has had the ball the entire first half. Taking a lot of time off the clock on this first drive. So Patterson comes up. He's in the shotgun. He's got Bibby right to his right. Three receivers right. One left. And we got a penalty flag on the play. Whistle blown dead before the snap.
Looks like he's going to call encroachment, huh?
It's pointing toward Hearn. Let's see what he's got here. It's going to be an offside call against the Panthers this time. So step off 5 yards back. So that's going to bring up a third down and like about a third down and 9 or 10 here. The third down and 10 moves the ball back to the 27-yard line. So a little mistake there. First one by the Panthers tonight.
6:56 left in this first quarter. No score. Panthers moving.
So Patterson's back in the shotgun. Same set. Three receivers right. He's going to drop back to throw. Going to set up a little screen pass to Bibby. Bibby catches it in the middle.
Fumble.
Takes it out.
Oh, a helmet.
Well, somebody lost the helmet there. He's going to pick up about 5 yards on that screen, middle screen that they had set up there. So the number 8 for Hearn is going to have to set out a play for losing his helmet. So he'll make a substitution here.
Fourth and about 6 or 7.
Patterson.
Hearn taking a timeout.
Hearn's going to take a timeout here. So as they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout and send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Panthers football team on the field again this year. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication to be better through continuous improvement and how to handle disappointments. Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, would like to thank all of the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. Join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Panthers.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor. specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
All right, we're coming back out of the timeout. Burton's got a fourth down and six. Patterson in back in the center, and he's going to draw an offside penalty from Hearn as he got him to jump on a hard count. So that's going to march off 5 yards against the Hearn Eagles. It's going to move the ball down to, looks like, about the 19-yard line. Going to bring up a fourth down and two for the Panthers. Makes it a little bit easier to get, better than the fourth down and seven that they had. Now we got a fourth down and two, a lot easier to make. So Burton comes up to the line. Looks like Patterson's going to be underneath center. They're running that same three-back set they had earlier.
And
here comes the handoff. He's going to go right up the middle. And we got a penalty flag on the play.
Let's hope we got a face mask there, maybe.
That flag was thrown right into the pile where the everybody was at.
Hearn is backing up, so I think it's against them.
Referees are having a little discussion out there. We'll see what happens, what the call is here. Still having a little discussion between the referees out there. There comes the call from the referee. It's going to be an offside penalty against Hearn. That penalty's declined. There's going to be a personal foul face mask also against Hearn. So Burton will accept the larger penalty of the two. That's going to be an automatic first down for Burton. It's going to be marked off half the distance to the goal from the 19-yard line. So that's going to bring up a looks like a first and goal from about the 10. Referee's going to mark it at the 9-yard line, so it'll be a first and goal from the 9-yard line. Actually put that ball in between the 9 and the 10 right there.
We'll give it the 9.5.
Yeah, we'll give it 9.5. So Burton quickly out of the huddle. Patterson's out of the shotgun. He's got Bibby off to his right. He's going to drop back to throw. He's looking. He's going to take off and run with it. He's got some room on the outside. Puts his head down and takes a hard hit at about the 2-yard line. Nice gain around the outside by Bibby there. Actually going to mark him down. Looks like about the 4.
He took a shot at the end.
He took a big shot there at the end. And the Hearn player was a little fired up. He was doing some push-ups after that. Burton right back out of the huddle. Looks like they're going to run that three-back set. Patterson's underneath center. Three backs. Patterson takes the snap. He's going to toss it to the third back. He's going to cut it up. He's going to be met by about 4 or 5 Hearn Eagles at about the 4 or 5-yard line. Going to stop him for a small loss there. It looks like they're going to mark the ball at about the 6. So loss of 2 yards on the play. It's going to bring up third down and goal from the 6-yard line.
Braden Martin on that carry.
So ran that three-back set like they've been running in their short yardage situations. Kind of almost a wing T type set that they were running in that. So let's see what they come out in this time. Looks like Patterson's going to be out of the shotgun. He's going to be flanked either side by back. One receiver to the right and two to the left. Patterson's going to fake the handoff up the middle, take
walk
it around
it
the
in.
Left side. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Burton Panther touchdown. Number 4, Caden Patterson takes it in for the first score of the night for the Panthers.
Nice drive. Nice way to finish it off with 6. Now let's add this extra point. 8 up this whole first quarter almost. It's 4:54 left.
Yeah, 8 took a lot of time off the clock. Got number 17. Ruben Rodriguez is in to attempt the extra point. Here's a snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. That's going to put Burton up 7-0. So after the first series by Burton, put the first score on the scoreboard with 4:54 left to play in the first. It's 7-0 Burton. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated want to wish the Panthers football team all the best this season. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Kiel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Rachel Conley, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Rachel Conley is a proud sponsor of Burton Panthers football on KWHI. For all of your investment needs, call 979-836-7779. Or visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, as we come back to Burton Panther Stadium, Ruben Rodriguez with the kickoff is fielded by number one, Damian McGee for the Hearn Eagles. Nice coverage by Burton on the kickoff. Going to hold him to a short gain. Hearn will have the ball first and 10, looks like about from the 20-yard line.
Now let's see what the red defense can do. Need to step up, maybe get a turnover here and a quick six. It'll be looking good.
So Hearn breaks the huddle from the sidelines. They'll come out. Get you some of their players here in a second. Hearn's back in a shotgun set. Looks like number 9, Zayden Mercer, at quarterback for Hearn. He's going to take a high snap. He's going to drop back the throw. He's looking. Burton pressuring. He's going to throw one up for number 11. He's going to make the catch. That's a gain out to about the 50-yard line. So about a 30-yard completion there. They're going to actually spot him at the Burton 48. So a 32-yard pass there from number 9, Zayden Mercer. Takes the ball out to the Burton 48-yard line. Burton had some pressure on him, just couldn't get to him in time. He kind of threw it up, let his receiver run underneath it. It's caught by number 11, Kellen Bowser for Hearn. So Hearn comes back out to the line. They're going to work out of the shotgun, too. Looks out of the pistol set here. One back to the right, two receivers tight to the left, one to the right. It's going to be a handoff to number 5 straight up the middle. He's going to be met in the hole. He's going to push the pile forward for a gain of about 5 yards on the play.
Mercer's a big old kid back there. He looks the piece as a quarterback.
Yeah, he's a big guy, so that's a 5-yard gain. That'll take that down to about the Burton 42-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 5 from the Burton 42. Tackle made on that play by number 53, Marcus Casas.
3:40 left in this first quarter. Burton leading 7-0.
So number 9 is Zayden Mercer back at quarterback for Hearn. He's going to take the snap, drop back, and throw. He's going to hit number 11. Looks like that might be his favorite target tonight. Catches him on a slant across the middle. He's going to catch that one and take that out to the Burton 33-yard line. It's going to be good enough for a first down. So Hearn will have it first and 10 from the Burton 33. Got 3:26 left in the first quarter. Clock is running. Hearn's on the drive. Started this drive back at the 20, Darrell, and using the pass mainly to get down the field.
Luckily, he didn't see. He had number 7 running a post and was wide open.
This time Hearn comes out. Quarterback's under center. He's going to take the snap. He's going to give a little handoff there. They're going to try right
nice
up the middle.
Tackle.
Nice stop there.
Ruben got a penalty flag coming in late on the
Got a
far side.
Got a late flag from the far side official there. We'll see what this one's about. Tackle looked pretty clean there. Didn't see a face mask.
Gotta be some kind of personal foul. Yep. Face mask.
Well, they're calling a personal foul face mask against the Burton Panthers, so that'll be a 15-yard penalty. So that's going to take the ball down to about the Burton. Let's see where he marks it down here, Darryl. He's still walking.
19, 18.
Looks like he's going to put it down at the Burton 18. So Hearn will have it first and 10 from the 18-yard line of the Panthers.
You know, we got aided by some penalties on our drive, and right now they just picked up one to help them, but we're going to have to tighten it up here.
Here's a shotgun snap. Quarterback's going to drop back. He's looking for number coming across the middle. Nice play. Broke up on a pass, but we're going to have a penalty flag there.
They're going to call Isaac for hitting him a little bit early.
Number three, Isaac Modest, was on the coverage here. Got there a little bit early. Going to have a pass interference here. But we'll see where they spot the ball after this penalty flag.
Hey, dude, you mark it at the spot.
Should be a spot foul right there.
He's going to walk it off. No, yeah, he's telling him put it down.
They're going to spot the ball at the Burton 14-yard line. So that's going to bring up a first down and 5 for the Hearn Eagles. The Hearn's out of the huddle. They're in the shotgun, pistol formation. Wide receivers either side tight against the line. Here's a snap. Going to be a handoff right up the middle. Number 5 on the carry. He's going to take that down. We've got another penalty flag on the play. This one was thrown from the back judge back here. So this could be a holding call right here. And indeed it is. It's be holding against Hearn, so that would be a 10-yard penalty. So they're going to, looks like they're going to mark the ball at the.
You got to back this up a little bit.
Yeah, I think he was a little too close there.
He's 10 on that, not 5.
Yeah, he gave him 5 on that one. So that's going to put the ball at about the Burton 25-yard line, just a hair over the 25. It's going to bring a first down and 15 for the Hearn Eagles. Hearn comes out of the huddle. Number 9, Zayden Mercer, is that quarterback for Hearn. He's in a shotgun formation. One back to the right.
Oh, his head.
Over his head.
Get him
out. Run it down. And number 5, Andre Carabee, is going to fall on the ball. That's going to be a big loss for Hearn. That's going to take the ball all the way back to the Burton 43-yard line. Big loss on the play right there.
We'll take that, buddy.
Going to bring up second down and a ton right here.
That's about the third time that the snap was high, but he's been tall enough on those first two, but I don't believe even Andre the Giant could have got that one back.
No, he wasn't reaching that one. He might have some hops in them legs, but he couldn't hop up that high. So.
All right, boys, don't let him get behind you.
Hearn's out of the huddle again. Quarterback back in the shotgun. Here's the snap. He's going to drop back. Under
pressure.
Nice. Sack on the play is going to take the ball all the way back to the Hearn 45-yard line. So another big loss on the play.
Brewer on that sack coming from his linebacker position.
Came from the outside and just almost unabated to the quarterback. Was able to get there quick. No time for the quarterback to get rid of the ball. That's going to bring up, this is third down and at least 40. 43 yards to go, I believe, for the first down, if my math is correct.
Might
right
be
there.
Better off punting it on this one.
So quarterback Mercer back in shotgun. He's going to fake a handoff, sweep around to the right, keep the ball. Burton is not fooled.
They got
it right there at the middle. They're going to stop him for a gain of maybe 2 yards on the play.
Nice job.
Going to bring up fourth down and 42 to go for the first down from the Hearn 49-yard line. I think I'm going to punt this one away.
That's going to eat up this first quarter.
I don't know if Hearn will snap it here. We got about 20 seconds left in the first quarter. They're breaking huddle, come out of the huddle, lining up.
He's not ending up like they're going to go, but they're just letting the clock run out.
Let's see if he snaps it here. Down to about 5 seconds left. He's going to drop back. Here's
he's
the gonna snap.
Punt it.
He's going to punt it away. Going to be a
get away from it.
Going to be a kick. It's going to take a hard bounce. Going to be fielded by Burton.
Oh, Patterson!
Patterson with the ball. He's going
he to
step
the corner.
To the
it's going to be interesting.
He's around the corner. Looks like a little face mask right there. Takes it out to the 30-yard line, but we're going to tack on another 15 for the face mask by Hearn there. I think if he doesn't grab that face mask, he's probably going along that far sideline.
That's the end of the first quarter.
Well, that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. Let's see if they give him one free play here. If we're going to pick this up after we come back.
Yeah, that's over.
So that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. And after the end of one quarter here, it's the Burton Panthers 7 and the Hearn Eagles 0. And we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Hi, I'm Emma Griffith, your senior captain.
Hi, I'm Skylar Unger, junior captain.
Hi, I'm Mia Odom, junior captain.
And we are Panther Cheer. Panther fans, pump it up, yo, red. White. Red. White. Panther fans, keep it up, yo, B-H-S. B-H-S.
Let's go, Panthers.
We wish the Burton Panthers an outstanding season.
All right, we're back here at Panther Stadium after the end of one quarter. Burton's up 7-0. They're going to take over at the at their own 47-yard line, first and 10 for Burton. Patterson's going to be back in the shotgun. He's got Bibby off to his right, two receivers left, and Hearn jumps off sides. This is going to be about the fourth or fifth offside penalty against Hearn. So we're going to step off 5 yards. It's going to bring up a first down and five for the Panthers. Moves the ball out to the Hearn 40. It's like the Hearn 47-yard line. Get everything sorted out here. They're going to make a few little substitutions for Hearn there.
We talked in the beginning how they were going to be quicker, but kind of got to wait for that ball to be snapped first.
Got to wait a little bit there, trying to get too big a jump.
But we'll take it. We'll take five.
So Burton's back up to the line. Patterson's in the shotgun. He's got Bibby to his left this time.
Low snap.
It's going to be picked up by one of the Burton linemen. It's going to be a loss of about, it's going to be about a 7-8 yard loss there. It's going to move the ball back to the Burton 44-yard line. It's going to be bring up second down and 13 for Burton there. Just a low snap right there. Just couldn't handle it.
Lucky Casas fell on it.
Yeah, as Patterson was trying to pick it up, he got hit by a Hearn player there, and was luckily Burton had another player in the area and was able to fall on the ball. So no damage done there, just a loss. Burton comes out of the huddle. Patterson's at quarterback. He's got Bibby off to his right, two receivers left.
Another low snap.
Another low snap. He's
going deep to Simac.
Number 10, just out of the reach of Simac. Was running free down the right sidelines there. Was open.
Needed a little more air underneath that one.
Just overthrew him just a little bit there. It's on the incompletion. That'll bring the ball back to the 40. Look, we're at the 44-yard line there. Second down and 13.
Two low snaps there. I'm sure Coach Hody had a few words for his son.
Actually, it just changed the scoreboard. Third and 13. Here's the snap to Patterson. They're going to throw a little screen out there to Martin on the right-hand side. He's going to take the ball up to about the Burton 49-yard line. He tackled there at the 49, gain of about 5 yards on the play. He's going to bring up about fourth down and 7 for the Panthers from the from their own 49-yard line. We'll see what decision is made here, if he's going to drop back and punt this thing away. It looks like they're going to punt the ball away here. Probably a good move
I believe
move
you
there.
Do this early. I mean, Coach Hody, he loves to to gamble. But right here, up 7-0, and I think get this kick off and pin them back a little further.
So Patterson's back deep, take the snap. Good snap. Kicks away. Gets off a good kick. He's angling toward the sidelines. Gonna
win an end zone.
Gets barely into the end zone. Almost jumped out there about the 1 or 2 yard line. Just took a bounce into the end zone. Good kick there by Patterson. They're going to bring the ball out to the 20-yard line where Hearn's going to take over first and down on the 20. A little bit of air, a little more air under the pass earlier down to Simak on the side, and Burton's in a pretty good spot.
Because Simak had a couple steps on the defender. It's a little flatter pass where he needed the air, but that'll come.
So Hearn comes back out of the huddle from the sidelines. Still have number 9, Zayden Mercer, at quarterback for Hearn.
Flanked by number 2 in the backfield, McGee.
And we're going to have a stoppage of play here. Let's see what the referee
delay
has.
Delay of the game.
We have a delay of game called on
coming
Hearn.
Coming out of a timeout.
Right out of a timeout there. Hearn gets out a little late, so march off 5 yards against the Hearn Eagles, puts the ball back at the 20, and they're going to start their drive first and 15 from the 20. So Mercer at quarterback, he's in the shotgun. He's been flanked off to the left by 1 running back, 2 receivers either side. It's going to be a handoff number 2.
Nice.
He is going nowhere.
Backfield.
He is caught in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of about 5 yards on the play.
Houston Hody and Brewer again. Nice play, guys.
Loss of 5 there is going to bring up 2nd down and 20. Boost the ball back to the Hearn 15-yard line. McGee a little bit smaller back than the other back they had in there earlier. So Hearn back in the shotgun again. Been in this set pretty much all night. 2 receivers either side, tight to the line. Running back this time in the pistol directly behind the quarterback. Here comes the snap. He's looking to throw. He's got a wide receiver wide open. He drops the ball.
Hit him in a bad spot, right in the hands, Stephen.
Hit him right in the hands. That pass intended for number 7, Keldon Cooks. He had a lot of room out there on the outside there. If he catches that ball, that's a pretty good game. But instead, he drops it, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and about 20 yards to go for the Eagles.
First name ain't CD, is it?
No, they had a little problem with that last night in the Cowboy game. So
should leave that alone. My buddy T.O. probably listening to us on there, freaking to text me.
Hearn comes out of the huddle. Number 9, Zayden Mercer, still at quarterback. Going to be flanked on the right by his running back. 2 receivers either side, tight to the line. And
the
we got another flag.
It didn't. The play clock, he called timeout.
Did
before
he call
the play?
Did he get
clock.
A timeout here? Let's see what happens here.
Play clock still had 3 on it when he called timeout.
And that's going to be a timeout. So with the timeout, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities. Whether it's in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2025 season.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
All right, as we come back here to Panther Stadium with 9:24 left in the second quarter, it's Burton 7, Hearn 0. As they came out of the timeout there, Hearn tried to run a quick play there, and legal motion was called against Hearn, so march off another 5 yards against Hearn. It'll be third down and 25 from their own 10-yard line. Quarterback's in the shotgun. He's got his receiver spread out, both left and right. He's going to throw it deep over the middle. He's got
wide
number two
open.
Is wide open. He's going to catch the ball. That's going to be good enough for a first down for Hearn, as it's going to take that play. He's going to take him all the way out to the 39-yard line. Picked up enough for a first down by about 2 yards on that play. Receiver was wide open. They ran a spread formation that time, spread everybody out, and quarterback was able to find number two. His running back, Jadarius McGee, coming out of the backfield, went right up the middle. Nobody picked him up till he was already in the secondary. So big gain for Hearn. Takes it out to their own 39-yard line, first and 10. Mercer's under center this time. Going to hand it off to number five. He's going to come up the middle, and he is going to break a couple tackles. He's going to break it to the outside. He's still going along the sidelines over there. It's finally going to be drug down by number three, Isaac Modest.
I thought we had him bottled up.
We had him bottled up at the line. Just couldn't hold on to him. He's going to take that down for a gain all the way down to the Burton. Looks like Burton 34-yard line, and Burton's going to take a timeout. So with that timeout, we'll send it back to the studios and hear a few words from our sponsors.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football. And Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together. Because your hometown is our hometown, too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Welcome back to Panther Stadium. Got 8 minutes and 11 seconds left in the second quarter. Burton up 7-0. Hearn's got the ball down to about the Burton 30. Looks like about the 33-yard line there. They've got a second down and 8 coming up. Last play that we had there, Hearn tried to run a little play to the outside. Isaac Modest made a good tackle out there, kept it from going anywhere. So Hearn back in that same set they've been. They've been out of the shotgun, running back to the left. He's going to drop back the throw. He's got a little time under
left.
Got a receiver wide open. Number one's wide open. He's going to take that in for the touchdown for Hearn. So pass from number nine, Zayden Mercer, is complete to number one, Jadamian McGee. Going to put Hearn on the board. Going to bring our score to 7-6. Burton still in front until the extra point attempt coming from Hearn. Just a little lost in there somewhere in there. Was wide open. Nobody around for Burton. Had a little confusion there in the defensive backfield. And
didn't quite have the push up front to get the pressure on him to make him have to get a little antsy feet and too much time.
Number 22 on for the extra point attempt. Kick is up, and it's going to be partially blocked and
Bibby.
No good. So looks like number 9, Bibby, on the block there for Burton. So that's going to keep our score Burton 7 and Hearn 6, and we'll send it back to the studios for a few words from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Panthers football team on the field again this year. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication to be better through continuous improvement and how to handle disappointments. Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, would like to thank all of the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. Join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Panthers.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess.
Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
And we're back here in Burton getting set for the kickoff after Hearn took it in for a touchdown, but the extra point was blocked by the Panthers. Score 7-6. Comes our kick. Looks like it's going to be Simac, number 10, and we've got a little bit of a stoppage here by the referees. Not real sure. I don't see a flag anywhere. I guess the referee wasn't ready for the kick, and kick went off. Looks like we're going to do a redo here. So we'll get it all set back up here. Everybody get lined back up. We'll do it over.
They had it set up on the 40 instead of the 35.
Actually had it set on the wrong yard line. So we'll do it all over again. Here comes the kick.
All right, looks like Simac running back.
Fields it about the 30. He's up to the 40. He's going to cut it up to the middle. He met there by number 21 for Hearn. They stack him up pretty good. He's going to get the ball out to the 41-yard line. Burton will have it first and 10 from their own 41. About 11, 12-yard return there. Cut it right back up into the middle where everybody was coming at him from there. If he'd have stayed outside, might have got a few more yards out of that. But Burton will take over first and 10, 41-yard line.
We need to drive, eat this 7 minutes up, and put some points. But I wouldn't argue if he bust one on the first play either.
No, Burton's been pretty methodical all night, been kind of pounding the ball on the ground, mixing in some pass here and there. So Patterson come out in the shotgun. He's got Bibby to his right, two receivers to his left. Snap, he's going to take it right around the corner. He's going to cut it up at the 41. He's going to get out to about the 43. He's going to be knocked out of bounds there at the 43. Gain of about 3 yards on the play. Bring up second down and make a 2 yard gain. Second down and 8 from the 43 yard line. Looked like one of the Hearn players may have grabbed a face mask there and got away with it when he pulled it down out of bounds. No flags on the play on this one.
We got lucky too. We had one of our blockers try to leg whip one guy. They could have called that too. So luckily they're not calling too tight tonight.
No. So Patterson's back in the shotgun. He's got Bibby to his right. He's going to take the snap, drop back to throw. He's under pressure. And he is going to be taken. Nope, they didn't get him. He's still on the run. And he's going to get a face mask call, I believe, here on one of the Hearn players. It is personal foul face mask against Hearn.
And KD down, but I believe he's all right.
Patterson a little bit shaken up on the play. Almost had his helmet ripped off. So we'll have a timeout here for an injured player. And as we take a timeout, we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here to Panther Stadium. We got Isaac Mottis in at quarterback, and they're going to do a hard count. And I think he got the whole line to jump for Herman right there.
Little different voice there.
Yeah, a little bit different cadence, a little bit different count. It's going to draw Hearn offside, so mark 5 yards off on the Hearn Eagles, and it's going to bring up first down and five for the Panthers. Burton came out in that three-back wing T look.
Mottis under center.
Looks like we're going to come out in that same look. Got Mottis going under center. Three backs in the backfield. Mottis is going to pitch it to Bibby. He's going to turn it up. He's going to pick up about 2 yards on the carry. Take the ball down to the Hearn 36-yard line. Looks like to me about second down and four for Burton right here. Looks like Patterson's okay. Looks like he's fixing to come back in there.
Good job, Isaac. 6 minutes left in this second quarter. Burton leading 7-6.
I would say definitely time of possession is in Burton's favor at this time. Seems like Burton's had the ball quite a bit. A lot of ball control.
We need to put seven more on this board, though, before this half is over.
So Patterson takes the snap. He pitches it back to Bibby.
Fumble.
Fumble on the play. Looks like it's going to be recovered by Hearn. Looks like number 11 on the fumble recovery there. Because Bibby was coming around the edge there. Looks like he got the ball stripped out from him. Recovered by Hearn. Hearn will take over on their own. It's like about the 39-yard line is where they're going to spot the ball.
Not what we wanted there, Cowboy.
No, Burton was had a pretty promising drive going on right there and had just a little bit of – looked like he was going to get around the edge there and have a pretty good gain, and somebody was able to just strip the ball out.
Running a little straight up. His grandpa Darrell Watson would be mad right now. He's probably in the stands. I saw his brother Darvis down there.
So Hearn's going to come out of the huddle from the sidelines.
Stay with their guy on these passing because we both know they're going to throw it.
Looks like they're going to spread their receivers out. Two receivers right, two receivers left. One going in motion.
Delay of the game are going to call timeout.
Looks like Hearn was able to get a timeout called. So with 5:44 left in the second quarter, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back here to Burton, we're back. Burton up 7-6 with 5 minutes and 24 seconds left in the second quarter. Hearn took the snap right there, dropped the ball a little bit. Going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play. Going to bring us up to second down and 12. Ball back at the Hearn 37-yard line.
We got a break there. It was a low snap. Maybe this time he'll snap it over his head.
Quarterback's back in the shotgun. Two receivers either side split wide. He's going to drop back to throw. A little bit of pressure coming. He's going to find a receiver up the middle, but we got a flag thrown right in the offensive pile, and I'm willing to bet this is a holding against Hearn.
Yep. Number 72 says, I didn't do that. Yes, you did.
So mark off 10 yards against Hearn. Going to take the ball back to about the 26, 27-yard line. Mark it down between the 26 and 27. It's going to bring up second down and 20.
Hey, relax here, because you know that they're going to try to hit a deep over the middle.
Yeah, they like to run a lot of crossing routes when they come out of their splits, and it's confused the backfield a little bit for Burton a couple times where they've able to get some longer passes. So this is a new wide receiver set for her, and they're going to bring three wide receivers to the left. Quarterback's going to run it back to the right. He's going to pitch it. Burton, not fool. Everybody's there. Gain of about 2 yards on the play. Got a penalty flag on the play again. Looks like this is going to be an illegal procedure penalty against Hearn.
Are they throwing a lot of yellow on the field? Right?
A lot of handkerchiefs flying tonight.
Man, oh, man.
So mark off 5 more yards against Hearn. Referee's going to spot the ball at the 22-yard line. It's going to bring up second down, and we've got a long way to go here. 29 yards.
I tell you what, that Brennan math is pretty dang good, Drain. I'm giving it to you there, buddy. Oh, he's going the opposite way now.
Nope, he's moving it back up. He must have marked it off too far
there. He must have heard you.
Yeah, he must have heard, because I was like, wow, he's way back there. Oh, what happened was is Coach Hody decided he was going to decline that penalty. So bring it back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up third down at 24. So Hearn's out of the shotgun. Got two receivers to the left, two receivers right, one running back. Comes a snap, drop back to throw.
He's looking deep. Get him, Roar, get him.
Got a little pressure. Oh,
yes,
by number 8. He's going to intercept and take it back to Hearn, 32-yard line where he steps out of bounds. So, nice interception by Drake Martin right there. Just an overthrow by the quarterback there. Was looking for the receiver in front, threw it too tall, and Braden Martin there with a nice interception for Burton. Sets him up really nicely with a 1st and 10. They're at the Hearn 31-yard line.
4:24 left in this second quarter.
Let's see if we can run some clock here and take it down and get a score before the half.
Yep. He went to the well too many times down that deep seam through the middle.
Patterson's out of the shotgun. He's going to take a snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Bibby. He cuts it up the middle. He's got some running room. He's down to the 15-yard line. So gain of about 16 yards on the play there by Patterson. Gave a little fake handoff to Bibby right there. Kept it. Followed right up the middle behind him. Had a nice hole by his lineman there. Took a very good gain. Got it down 1st and 10 from the 15.
4 minutes left. Got plenty of time.
Burton comes out of the huddle. Patterson's going to take a shotgun snap. He's going to have Bibby to his left, two receivers right. Takes a snap. He's going to fake the handoff again to Bibby. This time, Hearn is not fooled by the handoff. They're going to get Patterson for a little bit of a loss there in the backfield.
Probably should have gave it to him that time because he had a hole there.
Probably should have handed it to him. They were probably keying on number 4 there a little bit. About a 2-yard loss on the play. Going to move the ball back to the Hearn 17-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 12 for the Panthers. Panthers up 7-6. About 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the half. Patterson out of the shotgun.
Oh, man, snap.
Patterson is...
He's
trying to follow. A ball is still loose.
Like a hot potato out there.
It looks like...
Maybe number 53?
Maybe 53 recovered for Burt. We're uncovering the ball here. So we had a little hot potato going on back there. Ball was kicked around. Hearn had it a while. Comes up with his number 53, Marcos Casas, picks up the ball. Big loss for Burton. Takes it all the way back.
You do this math now, big boy.
Takes it all the way back to the 43-yard line of Hearn. So that's going to bring up, we got a long ways to go here now. Looks like about 30 yards. About 3rd down and 37 yards. 3rd down and 37. give or take.
All right.
So Patterson back at center. He'll take a shotgun snap. Going to drop back the throw. Got pressure.
Got a hold him. Got a flag.
Got a penalty flag. Patterson's going to be taken down at about the Burton 44-yard line.
This drive's going to give Hody a lot to chew on in halftime.
Could have a little discussion here. Started out in a pretty good field position. Going to march 10 more yards off, or let's see if they decline this, or Hearn's going to decline the penalty.
He's still going to have 2 minutes left after this punt.
It's going to bring up fourth down for Burton. Ball's at the Hearn 44-yard line. Looks like Patterson's going to drop back to punt.
Be nice if he could angle one to the sideline here.
Good snap. Kicks away. High kick. Going to take a bounce at the 10.
Call on it.
And Burton's going to put it down at about the 16-yard line. So with 2 minutes and 6 seconds left in the half, it's Burton 7, Hearn 6, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny the Car Guy, wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
Football season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panthers football team. Just like the Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision, from windshields to back glass and everything in between. They get the job done right the first time. Trust the pros at Quality Glass to deliver a game-winning performance. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong season. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
All right, as we come back here to Panther Stadium here in Burton, Texas, we've got the Burton Panthers up 7-6 with a minute 59 left to play in the first half.
Got another timeout here.
Got a, believe it's the 2 minute timeout, but we'll stay with you here as we go through this. Looks like Hearn is coming out pretty quick to get on the ball. They did try to run one play right before that 2 minute warning, and it ended up with another penalty against Hearn. Hearn's had quite a few penalties to start the game tonight.
If you want to call it the way you see it, it's a pretty sloppy game in this first half.
Yeah, pretty sloppy. I think both coaches are going to try and clean some stuff up at halftime when they go in there. Burton, fortunately, is up 7-6. Been a entertaining game, to say the least. It's been a very good played game other than the few penalties we have. So as Hearn comes out of the huddle, they're going to have the ball at the looks like the – well, referee's still marking it back there. He's going to put it
11.
Down. Looks about the 11-yard line there, so Hearn will be backed up to their own 11-yard line.
A minute and 59 left in this half.
They're going to split one, looks like one wide receiver to the right, and they got two to the left. Shotgun snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and Burton is going to be all over that as he's met in the middle of the line by about three or four Burton Panthers there. It's going to be a loss of about 4 or 5 yards on the play. He's going to take the ball back to the referee. He's going to spot it at about the 6 or 7 yard line there. So that's going to bring up a second down. Looks like about 19 yards to go for the Hearn Eagles.
I tell you what, Brewer has had a really nice game this first. Snap in the end zone.
Snap in the end zone.
We're going to get two more.
Yes. He picks it up. He's going to run out. Another fumble.
What a break there.
Another break.
He had number 6 wide open back here.
So we had a fumbled snap in the end zone by the Hearn quarterback. He's able to pick it up before he steps out of the back of the end zone, wiggles his way out to the right, and is hit by Burton at about the 3, and ball comes out. Referee's going to call it an incomplete pass. So it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 19. Clock stopped at 1:19 on the incomplete pass. 3rd down and 19, need a big stand here from Burton. Not sure if Burton has any timeouts left or not. Doesn't look like they have any left, so can't stop the clock here. Quarterback back in the shotgun. He's got 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. He's going to hand the ball right off the middle. Burton's going to stop that.
Number 50 on that tackle.
Gain of 2. Number 50, Gunnar Hightower on the tackle there for Burton.
Hey, they got to kick it to KD now. A little less than a minute going to be left here.
Brings up 4th down. Got 26 seconds on the play clock, 56 seconds on the game clock, so they should have about 30 seconds to work with if he works it all the way down.
You know.
He's coming tight up under center, but surely he's not going to go for this with 4th down.
And no, they got to kick it because they ain't got the time clock.
Here's a snap back to the back. It's going to be a quick kick. He's going to keep it low, try and hit it on the ground.
Pick it up.
Patterson fields it at the 41. He's going to run it back up the field. Step out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So Burton will have it 1st and 10 at the Hearn 31-yard line. So good little pickup there by Patterson. Fielded it about the 42. Was able to get it up along the sidelines. Gives Burton
still got 24 seconds left.
24 seconds. No timeouts for Burton. 24 seconds on the clock. Fairly close here. Referee's going to spot the ball at the 33. Got a little chance here to get some. Need a little magic here before the end of the half and punch another one in. Had a little bit of bad luck on their last possession. Kind of went backwards instead of forwards. So Patterson comes up. He's going to take a shotgun snap. Got 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. Going to roll to the right. Going to cut it up the middle. He's got a lot of room to run. He's going to make it to about the 29-yard line of Hearn. Clock's still running. 12 seconds left on the clock. Burton's going to have to hurry here if they want to get another snap off. They're hurrying up to the line. He's going to try and get one more off. And snapped it, tried to spike the ball and stop it with the 2nd left, but time's going to expire. So that's going to bring us to the end of the first half here. Our halftime score will be Burton 7 and Hearn 6. We'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, we're back here at Burton. It's halftime here at Burton as the bands are headed out onto the field. Kind of a sloppy first half of play. Lots of penalties, lots of balls rolling around on the turf out there. Didn't hurt Burton too much on some of the fumbles other than on field position. They were able to keep Hearn out of the end zone for the most part. Only the one big drive by Hearn got them down there on the pass plays and then kind of cleaned all that up a little bit. It's been kind of a stalemate ever since then. So our score at halftime is 7-6, and we're going to get to hear a little bit of the band here in a little bit. Daryl, I don't know what you thought about that first half, but I'm sure there's going to be some talking going on in both those field houses.
I believe my buddy his blood pressure is probably about to blow that cap off the top of his head, and everything that he knows, all the coaches know, the boys know, we know, they can play a lot cleaner half. You know, I don't know if you feed off of it, because Hearn is doing the same sloppy stuff. Do you feed off of that play to your competition instead of focus? It's really a lack of focus on all these penalties, because most of it is legal procedures, holding, and everything. So, I mean, the proper word is to call it just a sloppy half.
You're correct on that. Just a little bit of sloppy play. I'm sure we're going to see some better stuff coming out of halftime. Some adjustments are going to be made on both sides. They're going to clean up some things, do the best they can. We've seen some low snaps, some high snaps. You know, a bunch of different little miscues on both sides of the ball. I think more of the penalties have been on the Hearn side and less on the Burton side. Hadn't had too many Burton penalties. Most of those penalties have been coming from Hearn.
You're going to listen to the Burton High School band now. They're really good.
High school band performance this evening. So while we got a little bit of time, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh, and smoked sauces available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to wish the Burton Panthers a winning football season. Go Big Red!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, welcome back to Burton here. We got the Burton cheerleaders on the field right now doing a routine out there. Been watching a little bit more of a sloppy football game. We expect to see a lot better action coming out of the halftime for both teams. I'll try and get y'all some stats next door over here and give you a few stats on the night so far. Burton's done most of their damage on the ground so far, and Hearn's done most of theirs through the air. They're sending Hearn sends out a little four wide receiver set. It's doing a lot of crossing action across the backside. It's giving the defensive backfield a burden, some fits at a time. But due to numerous penalties that have been called, we've had a little bit of moving backwards instead of forwards by both teams there. So as we continue with our halftime activities over here, enjoying our view from the nice stadium here over in Burton. Watching, seeing a lot of people here. Everybody kind of hit to the makeshift concession stand they got going over there by the field house. I'm sure when they get everything done over there, they'll have some more permanent facilities over there for them. So we'll send it down to their announcing the cheerleaders now. We'll see if we can pick up all this for you.
Sophomore, Autumn Applewhite. Sophomore, Kathleen Schultz. Freshman, All-American Brooklyn Gardner.
Yeah, man.
Freshman, Callie Casey. And freshman, Bria Planto. I also have sophomore, Madeline Henry.
You're making a song in the
first time doing this, let's try it one more time.
All right, as the cheerleaders got finished there, we'll go ahead and take another break and send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities. Whether it's in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2025 season.
The fall season is here, but you can still enjoy all the fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Their fall hours are Monday through Thursday from 6 to 1 and 4 to 7. Fridays from 6 to 1, Saturdays from 9 to 1, and closed on Sundays. Plus, get ready for the 19th annual Kids Gone Fishing. Happening on September 27th, hundreds of pounds of catfish are released into the leisure pool. Children ages 2 to 7 and individuals with special needs can have fun fishing to catch the big one. To learn more, visit thecityofbrenham.org.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel, they're proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. Listen, they know our boys. They're going to bounce back from last year. And with all that teamwork, hard work, and fun, well, they'll take up their place right there in the postseason. They wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. And Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Well, the bands have cleared the field. The tunnel crew is getting the blow-up tunnel ready to go for this second half. We're about 15 minutes away from kicking off the second half. As my buddy Drain's been saying, I'm sure there's a lot of words being preached and stuff in those locker rooms right now that it's really just all about focus in Daryl's mind, that it's just kind of dumb penalties, not executing like they should. And that's been a thing that we've been really strong on, and I'm sure the coaches here are definitely not satisfied on that. But, you know, we're still winning 7-6. I think we are the better team. They are the more athletic. They probably got more athletic and speed. But overall, as a team, our guys are the better team here. And I think this second half, they'll come out and be a little bit more focused on what's going to happen. Hearn's going to receive the second half kickoff. So we need to play some defense when we come back and take care of business. Play with a little bit more enthusiasm, a little more energy. And I think everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think so. I think as they come back out of the halftime break here, they're going to get a little bit of a break there. You know, it's a little different when you have the smaller schools, less players, so more players playing both ways. So those players are going to get a little tired, and you're going to see that a little bit. It's going to be kind of hit and miss, you know, on it's basically a game of who's in the better shape here at the end when they get down to it, because they're going to be tired, get a little break. Might see some cramping going on. You know, it's early on in the season and stuff, but we'll see how everybody comes out.
I mean, you're 100% there. You know, we're We're running 11 players on both sides. And until you get to about that fourth or fifth game, you're really not, we call it football shape. You know, you can run all you want during the off season and lift the weights and do everything that you need to do to prepare yourself for it. But putting the pads on, hitting, and then running, that can wear you down.
That can wear you down pretty quick. It's going to, and when you get pushed around, get hit on a little bit out there, you're going to hurt a little bit. You've got a deep dig deep down inside you, and this is going to come down to a game at the end, who wants it the most. We're in a really tight game, 7-6, halftime score. So whoever comes out of the half, you know, Hearn's going to get the ball. So Burton's got to play some good defense. For the most part, Burton's been playing very sound defense. The line's been good penetration. Where they've been hurt is when the quarterback kind of scrambles a little bit to the outside and a receiver will open up somewhere down the field because we're losing a little bit of contain.
Turnovers is always in any size, any category from pros all the way down to Pee Wee football. Turnovers is a big part of the game. And we saw a few tonight, but not that one major like a pick six or a fumble pickup for a six. And we could see that happen here this next half.
Yeah, haven't seen any major turnovers where anybody scored any points off of it. Most of the turnovers have been kind of both-sided. One team will get a pick up a turnover, and then the other team will have a turnover right behind it. Burton's been in some pretty good spots with field position. It's kind of cost them a little bit on some mistakes with some high snaps where they've been fortunate enough to fall back on the ball and stuff. If they can clean that up, talk about it at halftime, get it out of the system. You know, your first year opening a game at a new stadium here, you kind of probably had a little bit of jitters going on with you. You know, everybody's out here. You got a big home crowd watching you. Just settle in, settle down, and do what you practice all summer long. And now it's going to come find out who's got the bigger heart right here at the end, I believe.
And
find
just out come out and win. Have fun. Be a kid. Have fun. Leave it on the field, though.
While we got a little bit of time, we'll send it back to the studios one more time for a word from our sponsors.
Harmel Electric says, go Burton Panthers! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk to a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They'll be open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric hopes you'll join them in supporting the Burton Panthers football team with your attendance at the games. Go Burton! Win!
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, we're back here in Burton. We've been blessed with some really good food up here, so kind of caught me with a little bit of hamburger steak there. And we're enjoying ourselves here as we got a halftime break. Burton up 7-6. Go over a few scores in the area that we were just looking at for your Brenham Cub fans back there in their district. Huntsville is up on Drive right now, 37-0 at halftime. Moving on along, I saw it here, Chilton, who played Hearn last week. They're up 38-0 on Italy at the half.
You can sit there if you want to. Right here.
Daryl, I'm not sure how many of these teams are in Burton.
If you can find like a Somerville, Giddings, people listening around there, Caldwell, Snook, if you see any of those scores on your phone.
Change it up to switch. I believe they're in region 4, I believe.
that's correct. Look for a couple scores out of region four.
We got about 7 minutes left before we're going to kick off this second half. Coaches are headed back this direction, and I'm sure the players will be this way real soon. We got a bunch of the future Panthers. Mr. Snow is doing what he does best, take some really neat pictures. He got Preston Duncan. He got Kalkaki. He got, am I trying to see out there? He got five of them out there playing a little bit of touch football, and he had them boys line up on the 50-yard line and take a picture of the future Panthers coming coming up.
Give you a couple scores out of 2A Division II football. It's out of District 13. So Thorndale losing to Granger right now, 42-21. I believe Burton plays Granger later on in the year. You've got McDade losing to Hubbard, 56-0 at halftime. That's kind of a blowout there at halftime. So Bartlett is leading Bruceville Eddy right now, 20-6 in the second quarter. Lano's down 35-0 to Boskyville. Of course, you got our score, the Burton Panthers up 7-6 over Hearn. Weimer is leading Somerville 34-0 at halftime.
Who is?
Weimer. Weimer up on Somerville 34-0 at the half. Norman G is losing to Iola 20-0 there in the second quarter. That's some scores out of Burton's district and District 13. Let's see if I can switch over real quick to find out what they're doing out of Hearn's district. I believe they're in District 14.
See if we can find anything on there with Caldwell, Giddings, LaGrange. I know LaGrange is playing Columbus, and I think LaGrange is supposed to be pretty salty this year.
As we go through some of these scores over here and check around the area for you, both teams are kind of coming out. They're starting to warm up a little bit on the field. Got a couple more scores to give you. This is out of 4A District 11. The Caldwell Hornets are losing to Robinson right now at halftime, 35-14. Madisonville is up on Navasota 17-10 at the half. Belleville's leading Stafford 21-7. They're in the second quarter. The Sealy Tigers are putting it on the Cameron Yeoman right now, 36-0 with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Columbus is up on LaGrange, 28-0.
Giddings.
And the Giddings Buffaloes are leading Smithville 26-0. With about 2 minutes left in the second quarter over there. So that brings you up on some scores out of Region 3, District 11, which covers Caldwell, Milano, Giddings area over there. We did see a big score a while ago, Huntsville. And the Burton Panthers out of the coming out of the Panther helmet out there, back onto the field, getting ready for the second half.
And then the bottom of the fifth, Terry Lickey's Texas Rangers are leading the Astros, who Kane hit and scored, and he runs 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, the Astros been in a little bit of a slump here lately.
They can't hit the side of a whatever you want to call it, used to say, about a brick wall or whatever. They just can't hit.
Nope. Having troubles. So as we get ready for halftime, we'll send it back one more time before we get the third quarter started, and we'll have a few words from our sponsors.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated want to wish the Panthers football team all the best this season. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Kiel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
All right, welcome back here to Burton Panther Stadium here. Teams are getting lined up on the field for the kickoff for the third quarter. Burton will be kicking off to Hearn. Looks like number 17 back to kickoff for Burton. It's going to be Ruben Rodriguez. And back deep for Hearn, looks like they're going to have... I'm trying to get a number there. Their numbers are kind of hard to read there, Daryl, because it's dark on dark.
Number 7, number 6, and I don't know who the one on the far side, number 2. Number 7 is going to take this kickoff from the 10.
They're going to try and do a little fake on a reverse, and he's going to break it out to the outside. He's going to come down the sidelines, and he's going to go all the way down the sidelines. Does a tiptoe act along the sidelines, and he's going to score. 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown to start off the third quarter for Hearn.
No flags. It looks like it's going to stand.
So it looked like they had it bottled up. They did a little fake reverse off their kickoff. The receiver kept the ball, did not hand it off, comes all the way down the sidelines. 80-yard touchdown for Hearn on the opening kickoff of the third quarter.
I bet they might go for two here to try to get that 7-point lead.
Yeah, Hearn huddles up. Going to go for two here to try and make it a 7-point game.
10 seconds on that play clock.
Quarterback's going to be in the shotgun. He's got two receivers left. Motions one back to the right. He's going to drop back. Looking to throw. It's going to be knocked away.
Nice play by Martin.
Number 8, Braden Martin, knocks the pass down in the end zone. 2-point conversion fails, so that's going to bring our score to Hearn. Takes the lead for the first time tonight. They'll be up 12-7. 11:41 left in the third quarter. Started off third quarter with a bang.
Wow.
Right there.
Yeah. You know, we always talk that the third quarter is the team that makes the biggest adjustment when they come out and wins the third quarter. Is usually going to be looking in pretty good shape on that coming out this second half. Right now, we're a little confused. We were running to the other side of the field.
Yeah, I think we got a little wake-up call right there on the kickoff.
Yeah.
Hearn comes out, does a little trick play off their kickoff, is able to run him back, but... We'll see what happens here. They're going to kick it back, and maybe we can turn
return
a favor there.
We got speed back there, too, and Simac and KD. They can very easily take it to the house. We just got to be safe up here. You never know. Might onside kick this baby.
So we're all set for the kick from Hearn. Patterson and Simac are back deep for Burton. Comes kick, low line drive kick. Going to be fielded by Simac at about the 20. He's going to cut it to the outside. He's going to break it around the corner. He's up to the 40. Knocked out of bounds at the Burton 45-yard line. Nice return. Burton sets him up with good field position.
Nice field position. Good job, Eli.
So we're going to come back out, huddle up. Patterson's going to be at quarterback. Ball's going to be spotted right on the 45-yard line. Be first and 10, Burton, from their own 45.
Have Bibby and Martin, Rodriguez, Simak.
So Patterson's back in the shotgun. He's going to have Bibby to his left. Two receivers left, one receiver to the right. Snaps back to Patterson. He's going to keep it, go right up the middle. He's going to break a tackle. Going to be knocked down about the 49-yard line of the Hearn Eagles. Gain of about 6 yards on the play. He's going to bring up second down and four. Referee's actually going to spot it at the 50. Bringing up second down and five. 5 yard gain by Patterson on the quarterback keeper right up the middle.
I think we're probably going to see a heavy dose of KD this second half.
Patterson's back in the shotgun. Two backs either side. He's going to hand it off to Bibby, and he's going to fumble the ball. It's popped up in the air, picked up by number 11 for Hearn, and he's going to take that all the way into the end zone for a touchdown.
Definitely not the way we want it to come out this second half.
So barely a little over a minute and 10 seconds into the third quarter, and Hearn has put two touchdowns on the board, one on a kick return, the second one on a fumble recovery that's run back for a touchdown.
Looked like they just kind of grabbed his arm, Drain, and it just popped up in the air right in the dudes.
Looked like he was going to get a good gain around the corner. Yeah. One guy out there grabbed his arm, ball pops up in the air, it's scooped and picked up. Run into the end zone by number 11 for Hearn. So they're going to try an extra point here. Snap is back and it's down. Kick is up. It's going to be blocked.
Again by Bibby.
Bibby's going to block that.
Pick it up and go. Pick it up.
It's going to be picked up by number 6 for Burt. He'll be knocked out of bounds. So the kick attempt is no good. Going to keep our score at Hearn 18 and Burton 7. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Skylar Unger, junior captain.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
And we are
Panther Cheer.
One, two,
three, four. 2 bits, 4 bits, and 6 bits a dollar. All for the Panthers, stand up and holler.
Let's go, Panthers.
We wish the 2025 Panthers an incredible season.
Football season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panthers football team. Just like the Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision, from windshields to back glass and everything in between. They get the job done right the first time. Trust the pros at Quality Glass to deliver a game-winning performance. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong season. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than the name.
All right, we are back here at Panther Stadium after a two quick scores by the Hearn Eagles. Burton will take the kickoff out to their own 41-yard line, where they're going to set it up first and 10 from the 41. Daryl, let's see if they can get a little bit better luck than what they had on the last drive.
I mean, another good return by Simak. You're starting close to the 50. You need to take advantage of his field position.
So Burton's going to come out in a shotgun set.
Timeout, Hearn.
And we're going to have a timeout taken by Hearn here. So
wow,
a quick and furious first part of the third quarter has put two scores on the board for Hearn and puts them up 18-7. Still a lot of time to go, though. 10 minutes, 39 right. seconds left in the third.
And the way the big plays have been happening, Drain, it's it's a matter of time before KD does bust one, or he does hit Simak on a fly and puts a little air underneath it, and we could score just as quick.
Yeah, even on the last play when Patterson took it up the middle, he was one tackle away from breaking that. No one was behind that Hearn player that got him by the shoestrings there.
But football is a game of momentum, too. And right now, Hearn has all of it. We have to break that.
So Patterson's out of shotgun. going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Bibby. He's going to go up the middle, breaks a tackle, takes it out, about a five-yard gain. Takes it down to the burnt 45-yard line, bring up second down and five. It's a nice little fake handoff there, takes it out, breaks it out to the outside. Nice gain on first down. Burton back in the huddle. Patterson getting the play from the sidelines. Coach Hody standing there with his hands on his hip. Doesn't look too happy over there. Patterson's shotgun back at either side. Takes a snap. Play stopped by the referee. He's got a false start on Burton. So march off 5 yards there. Going to take the ball back to the Burton 40-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 11 now from the 40-yard line. Need to get to the Hearn 49 for the first down. Burton breaks the huddle. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Patterson is flanked by Bibby in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Patterson's dropping back to pass. Heavy rush. He's going to be sacked back at the referee's going to mark it about the 30. It's like about the 34-yard line.
They just blew past our offensive line. He had no chance.
Two guys came right through there, and he got cleaned up by the third one. Had three Hearn players in the backfield really quick. So that's going to bring up third down and 19. Ball's on the 33-yard line. Got two receivers left, one right. Patterson back in the shotgun. Snap goes over Patterson's head. He's going to get on the ball. Immediate pressure, trying to scramble. Going to be brought down and sacked back at the 21-yard line.
You got a Burton player.
You got a Burton player down on the play. So we'll have an injury timeout here, and we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullop, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back out here to Burton.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felger's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, as we come back out here to Burton, Burton was back to punt, and line drive punt hit one of the Hearn upbacks pretty close. Burton was unable to jump on the ball, so Hearn's going to have possession of the ball. They're going to have first and 10. They're going to be on the Burton 38-yard line. They're set up with really good field position here. Quarterback's back in the shotgun. He's in that tight wide receiver set. Drops back to throw. Under pressure. Going to throw it over the middle. Going to be caught. Number one for Hearn on the catch. Goes up and gets it. Good coverage there by Burton. Just went up and got the ball. Kind of threw it up for grabs and was able to outjump the Burton defender.
First and 10 there.
It's going to pick up about 11 yards on the play right there. It's going to make it first and 10. Hearn will have it on the Burton 27-yard line. Panthers kind of back on their heels a little bit here. Need to play some defense. Try and keep them out of the end zone.
Give Mercer time. He can throw a pretty good ball.
The Hearn quarterback's back. Takes a shotgun snap. Going to hand it off up the middle. Going to be stopped in there by the Burton interior line.
53 and...
Gain of about 3. Penalty flag thrown on the play.
Casas on that tackle.
It's going to be a... Burton. Looks like a penalty on the Panthers as the referee's marching toward the end zone.
All the way down.
Going to move the ball all the way down to the 14-yard line. It's going to bring up first and 10 Hearn at the Burton 14. The quarterback's in the shotgun, snapped a little high. He's going to miss the handoff. He's going to throw a little jump pass out to the outside. Running back makes it around the corner.
Two more flags out there.
He's going to slip out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, but it looks like we got a holding call on the Hearn Eagles on the outside when he tried to turn that corner out there.
Yeah.
So push back Hearn 10 yards from the spot. Going to move the ball back to the... Looks like the referee's going to spot it at about the 24-yard line. Going to bring up second down. Well, make it first down. First down and 20 from the 24-yard line.
Stay with your man, guys.
So Hearn out of the huddle. They're going to split one wide receiver, wide right, two running backs in the backfield, two receivers left. Quarterback takes the snap of the shotgun. It's going to be a quarterback keeper out to the right.
Oh, another flag.
Another flag down on the play. Quarterback turns the corner. He's going to have about a 10-yard gain there, but
again.
I bet we got a holding call coming here.
Uh-oh, now we got a personal foul over here.
Two flags down, and we got a Burton player with some cramps over here on the side. So
you called that a while ago. My buddy Charles Harmer was here. He'd be giving us some salt tablets.
So we had two penalty flags on opposite sides of the field. So let's see what the referees call on this.
Definitely I saw a holding on that side. This should be a personal foul over here because he hit this little cat late. So definitely ought to back up 15. They want to tack them together and give us 25 back. I'll take that too.
Here comes the referee. He's going to give us the call of what we got here. So we got holding against Hearn. Yes! Second foul is a dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Burton Panthers. So we're going to march off 10 one way and 15 back the other way.
Yes!
That's going to spot the ball back at the Burton 19-yard line. Make it first and 15 Hearn at the Burton 19. Quarterback's back at the shotgun. He's got two receivers right, two left. Takes the snap. He's dropping back to throw. Throws across the middle. Complete to number 11. Catch is made at the 10-yard line. Gain of 10 yards on the play. He's going to bring up second down and 5.
Definitely his favorite target.
He's been throwing him quite a bit. He's the receiver that ran the kickoff back for the touchdown.
Bowser.
So Hearn comes up to the line, second down and five from the 10-yard line. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Snap, be a handoff right up the middle. Running back's going to break out, break free. Going to get into the end zone for a touchdown. Took it right up the middle, had it bottled up for a while, and was able to break free. So with that touchdown for Hearn, that's going to bring the score to 24-7 with the point after attempt.
Hearn got a player down.
We got a player down on the field for Hearn.
Looks like a cramp.
Looks like some cramps. And he's up, and they're getting him off the field. So we're going to have an extra point attempt. We've got a new kicker kicking this one.
Yeah. Number 75, maybe.
Here comes the snap. It's down. Kick is up. Good. Kick is good. So with that point after, brings the score to 25. Hearn Eagles 25, Burton Panthers 7. 5:08 left in the third quarter. And we'll take a break and send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Make your property great again with Baker's Ag Service. They've been family owned and operated for generations here in the Brazos Valley for over 30 years. They've handled your farm, ranch, home site, and demolition work with professional and personalized bids for each client. If you need a team sure to get the job done correctly, quickly, and without any hassle, call Baker Ag Service at 979-277-4435. Fully insured.
All right, as we come back to Burton, the kickoff is fielded by the first base.
He's taking it to the house.
He's going to take it all the way down, fielding it up, and he's going to take it back 80 yards for the touchdown. That's a hurt one. Number 10, Eli Simak on the return for the touchdown for the Burton Panthers. Quick score, cuts the lead in half right there. Maybe switches that momentum around.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
So with that touchdown brings our score 25-13, still 4:54 left in the third with the point attempt after coming for Burton. Number 17, Ruben Rodriguez on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, kick is good. Oh, no good, but...
Come on back out there, boys. Look like they may be rough or offsides.
Have a penalty flag on the play.
Hearn was in that backfield awful fast.
We'll see what happens as the referees sort this out here.
They walking off, so it must be a personal foul. Going to be on the kickoff. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
So it'll be a personal foul and sportsmanlike conduct call on Burton. So
Hearn.
Was it on Hearn?
Yeah.
So a dead ball foul, so they'll enforce this on the kickoff. So our score is going to remain 25-13.
How gutsy are we going to be, onside kicker?
We're going to march 15 off. I would definitely try that.
Because we're going to be on our side of the 50, 45.
Yeah, it looks like Burton will be kicking from the Hearn 45 right here.
And we 4:54 left in this third quarter, trailing 25-13. Or do you try to pin them deep with the way that guy is throwing?
We're fixing to find out what the decision was. Looks like
Ruben going to be doing the kicking.
Ruben Rodriguez is back to kick. Hearns playing up like there could be an onside kick here, and it is going to be an onside kick. And that ball is going to be loose. Let's see who got it. There's a fight for it.
Hearns got it. And boy, Hearns, we were close.
Hearns going to recover the ball at the at their own 30-yard line. So they'll set up first and 10 at the 30 after the onside kick.
They're throwing footballs up there. They got some. They got a good quarterback down there on the bottom throwing.
If the window wouldn't have been closed, I think we would have caught that one.
Maybe we need to open it further. I like that call, like onside. We had a shot for it.
Ball was loose there for a while. There was a couple Burton players there fighting for the ball. Hearn ends up coming up with it. They're going to be set up at the 30-yard line.
Remind me if they score here that that was Darryl, you shouldn't have said that.
So Hearn comes out. He's quarterback in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Going to be a handoff right up the middle. You're going to break a couple tackles. He's going to break it out for about a 9-yard gain. Number 5 on the carry for Hearn, Andre Caribbe. Brings up 2nd down and 1. Ball spotted on the Hearn 49-yard line. 4 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Burton needs to come up with a stop here. Get the ball back. Still plenty of time.
Turnover would be even better.
Let's go!
Receiver in motion from left to right. H-back motion. Handoff up the middle.
Nice stop.
Nice stop up the middle by Burton. Stop for no gain. He's going to bring up 3rd down and 1.
All they got to do is hold him right here.
The ball was really almost long challenge on the stop for the Panthers. He's 2nd and 1.
Penalty flag was thrown on that play. The illegal procedure against the Hearn Eagles.
Take that back him up.
Well, back him up 5 yards. Referee spots the ball at the 33-yard line.
2nd and 6.
Brings up 2nd down and 6 to go.
Come on, Red.
Quarterback in the shotgun. Running back to his left. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Be another handoff up the middle. His tackle's made by number 54 for Burton. Loss of 2 yards on the play. Move the ball back to the 32-yard line. Brings up a 3rd down for Hearn. Big play here for Burton coming up. Hearn comes out of the huddle. Caribbe still at running back. Mercer's their quarterback. Now the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the right. Snaps a little high, jumps up, pulls it down. Pressure from Burton. Pass is incomplete. We'll bring up 4th down.
Hossus was in there in a hurry. And anytime you put a little extra pressure on them, we ought to get some pretty good field position here. They're going to have to punt this, baby.
Bring up 4th down and 7. Ball spotted at about the 33-yard line. Come out in shotgun. Snaps back. It's going to be a quick kick by the
catch it.
Patterson's going to field it at about
take
the 35.
It up the middle.
Cuts up middle. Now he's going to cut it out to the outside. Penalty flag on the play. And Patterson will be stopped about the 45-yard line. We've got 2 flags on the play.
Block in the back.
Heavy all over the jerseys.
Should have took that baby straight up the middle.
So penalty will be against Burton. Be a block in the back. pushes the ball back to the, it's like they're going to mark it back all the way to the Burton 27-yard line. Burton start from there, first and 10. 2 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Burton trails 25-13. Patterson comes out in the shotgun. Two running backs either side. Drops back to throw. He's going to
throw it wide open.
Got a guy wide open. Overthrown by about a stiff. Pass was intended for number five, Caleb Nosselman.
That would have been the greatest touchdown in the world.
One more stiff. He would have had it.
He definitely had it. He got behind him. That ought to open up the run now.
Let's go, offense. Let's go.
That'll bring up second down and 10 for Burton. Ball spotted back at the 27-yard line.
Let's go.
2 minutes left in this third quarter.
So Patterson's going to come out in the shotgun. Running backs either side. Takes a snap. Going to fake the handoff. It's going to take it right up the middle. Got a flag thrown in the middle of the paw.
Got to be holding.
Personal foul face mask against the Hearn Eagles. So add 15 yards on to the end of the run. So that'll also come with an automatic first down for Burton.
He's going back and forth over here.
So that pushes the ball out to the referee's going to spot it at the Burton 46-yard line. The first and 10 for Burton at the 46. Patterson in the shotgun. Three receivers left. Bibby at running back in the backfield. Takes the snap. He's going to drop back to throw. Throws a screen pass out to Bibby, and he drops the ball. Incomplete pass. Put his three receivers left there, went back opposite side with a screen play. Bibby just unable to make the catch.
Think he was going to look here with Simak kind of hooked around that they were going to try to hit him kind of on a slant, but Hearn had that covered.
Brings up second down and 10. Ball at the Burton 46-yard line. Patterson back in the shotgun. Rolling left. Going to throw.
Catch by Martin.
Number 8, Martin with the catch on the play. Gain of 12 yards. He's knocked out of bounds at about the Hearn 48-yard line. Good enough for a first down. So nice little play there on nice little out pattern run right there. Knocks him out of bounds.
He caught a tramp.
And he caught a cramp. Caught the ball and caught a cramp. So Burton comes out of the huddle. Patterson has sent three receivers to the right. It's going to be a straight up quarterback draw right up the middle. Patterson will take it down to about the 41-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards on the play. Brings up second down and 7 from the Hearn 41. Minute 18 left to go in the third quarter. Burton trails 25-13.
Really need to score on this drive here. Gotta get another playoff before.
So Burton comes out of the huddle. Patterson's in the shotgun. He's got Bibby to his right. Two receivers left. He's going to drop back. Pressure. Throws it over the ball.
Oh, that's a boy. Simak. Touchdown.
He's going to take that all the way to the house for a touchdown. Nice little slant, deep slant pattern over the middle. Takes it all the way in for the touchdown. A 41-yard touchdown pass from Caden Patterson to Eli Simak. Going to make the score right now. Hearn 25, Burton 19 with the point attempt to come.
He rifled that monkey.
Threw that ball right across the middle. Nice play. Nice running catch. Here's snap, fumbled snap on the extra point attempt.
Come on!
And Ruben Rodriguez will fall on it, and the ball will be dead there. So point attempt fails, but after that play, the score remains Hearn 25, Burton 19 with 42 seconds left in the third quarter. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go, Big Red!
About 2 yards on the return, so Hearn will have the ball first and 10. Looks like they're going to start about the 19-yard line.
Bibby was on that tackle.
That ball hit about the 15 and stayed there for a while.
Yeah,
and,
I thought they were going to have a brain.
It almost looked like they were going to have a little bit of a brain cramp right there and not get on that ball, and that was a live ball at the 15 for a while.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a gift.
So Hearn will take possession. They're at the 19-yard line, first and 10. 32 seconds remain in the third quarter. Burton trails 25-19, but they've scored the last two touchdowns after they got hit pretty hard right at the get-go of the third quarter with two. So an exciting third quarter going on. So Hearn comes out. Quarterback's back in the shotgun. Back in that tight receiver set. He'll drop back. He's going to throw it over the middle. Pass is complete.
Nice tackle from behind by Ruben.
Tackle's made at the 21-yard line. Gain of about 4 yards on the play. He's going to bring up second down and 6 for Hearn.
Good for the third quarter.
Number 6 is tapping himself out right now. He got hit pretty hard on that play. It looks like that's going to bring us down to the end of the third quarter. So at the end of three quarters of play out here in Burton, it's Hearn Eagles 25 and the Burton Panthers 19. And we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Hi, I'm Emma Griffith, your senior captain.
Hi, I'm Skylar Unger, junior captain.
Hi, I'm Mia Odom, junior captain.
And we are
Panther Cheer. Panther fans, pump it up, yo, red.
White.
Red.
White.
Panther fans, keep it up, yo,
B-H-S.
B-H-S.
Let's go, Panthers.
We wish the Burton Panthers an outstanding season.
To Panther Stadium, where Burton trails 25-19, starting the fourth quarter. Hearn's got the ball, second down and 6 to go. They're on their own 22. Snap back.
Nice defense.
Run
play
up the
there.
Middle. Didn't go nowhere. Lost yardage on that play. That was number five on the carry for Hearn. He's going to lose 2 yards on that play. He's going to bring up third down and 8. Ball back at the Hearn 21-yard line.
Casas was in that backfield real fast there. Number 55.
So let's see if Burt can start hot in the fourth quarter the way Hearn did in the third quarter. Big stop right here would do.
This is huge.
Big play right here coming up. So Hearn's back in the shotgun. Two backs either side of the quarterback. He's going to drop back and throw it. He's throwing out into the flat. Burton's closing on him. One missed tackle. Missed the second tackle, and he's going to break it out to about the 35-yard line. Referee will mark him out about the 37. That's good enough for a first down. About a 15-yard gain on the play. Had a couple chances to get him down before the first down marker. A couple missed tackles there.
He got some pretty quick feet. Kind of juked him.
Kind of made him miss a little bit. A little bit of diving at some feet. Missed some tackles. So that'll bring up first and 10 for Hearn. Ball's out at their own 36, 37-yard line. Quarterback's in the shotgun. He's going to snap it. Little miscommunication in the backfield. He's able to take it around the outside. He's going to hit it up the middle for about a 12-yard gain as he got around the corner there. Takes the ball out to the 50-yard line where it'll be first and 10.
Hearn.
Little misdirection on that play, kind of miscommunication between the running back and quarterback, broken play, but he's able to get around the outside edge on the far side of the field. Picks up a good gain. First and 10, Hearn. Back in the shotgun. Two back sets. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap is back. Fakes the handoff, running the option to the right. Pitches the ball back. Runners met at the line of scrimmage by two Burton Panthers. Stopped there for no gain.
They'll bring up Casas and Gonzalez on the tackle.
They'll give him a yard on that play. Second down and 9. Ball just on the Hearn side of the 50-yard line.
Hearn's milking as much of that play clock and the regular clock as they can, which
looks like they're trying to take their time here. Burton needs a big defensive stop here. Just a one-score game. The quarterback's back in the shotgun again. This time he's got two receivers left, two receivers right. Here's the snap. He's going to drop back, throw a little screen pass out to the right.
Off along the play.
Hearn's going to knock it out of bounds. Ball rolls out about the 42-yard line of Hearn. So about a 9-yard loss on that play. It's going to move the ball all the way back to the Hearn 42-yard line.
Another one of them big plays. We need to stop here and get the ball back.
Another big third down coming for the Panthers here. 9 minutes and 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Hearn's going to come out in a four wide receiver set.
Gotta
two
watch
to the
number.
Right, two to the left. Number 11 down here at the bottom. It's been his favorite target most of the night. He's going to drop back to pass. He's looking over this way. They flush him back to the right. He's going to run with it now. We got a flag on the play, and the pass goes incomplete. Had a wide receiver open at about the 40-yard line. Hunter throws it. Penalty flag in the backfield. Looks like this could be a holding call, and then it is holding against Hearn.
Declining it.
Burton's going to decline this penalty. It's going to bring up fourth down and 18. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line of Hearn. So big play, big stop. If Burton get the ball back here.
A lot of time.
A lot of time on the clock. Burton trails 25-19. 9 minutes and 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Hearn comes out of the huddle. Quarterback takes it. The punt is blocked. It's going to be fallen on by Eli Simak at the 48-yard line. So Burton takes over first and 10 at their own 48-yard line off the blocked punt.
Great field position here.
So great opportunity for Burton. Burton trails by a touchdown. 8:55 left in the fourth quarter. Could be a momentum swing with the blocked punt right there.
Both teams are getting a little tired.
You can tell they're getting a little tired. Everybody's moving a little slower. Hearn late, getting players on the field. Burton snaps the ball. They're going to catch Hearn in the neutral zone on an offside penalty here.
They might have 12 people on the field, too.
Call is offsides on Hearn. So 5 yards, takes the ball down to the Hearn 47-yard line where it'll be first down and 5 for Burton coming up.
You don't jump before the ball snaps.
So Burton getting the play call in from the sidelines here. 8:45 left in the third.
First and 5.
First down and 5. Ball spotted at the 47. Burton comes out with two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Patterson's in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to run a sweep to the right side.
Corner.
Got some room. He's going to pick up about 7 yards, take it down to the 40-yard line. That'll bring up a first down and 10 for the Burton Panthers at the 40. So Burton on the move here. 8 minutes, 38 seconds left in fourth quarter.
This is where when you're tired, you got to gut it up. It's that gut check time.
Looks like Hearn's getting a little tired along their offensive line. A lot
they
of grabbing.
A lot of hands on the knees.
Yeah. So Burton's going to come out with a three wide receiver set to the left. Patterson and Bibby are in the backfield. Snap to Patterson. He's going to hand off up to Bibby up the middle. He's going to get about 2 yards on the carry. He's going to take the ball down to the Hearn 39-yard line. So bring up second and 9 on the play. Darrell, they were grabbing for that ball from him again. They were trying to get that ball out of there.
When they hit him, he stood up, but at least he wrapped up twice with both his hands around the ball. But you can't run thinking about fumbling, man. You got to hit that hole and go.
Just hit it quick and go.
Timeout, Burton.
We're going to have a timeout, Burton. So with the timeout, we'll take a break and send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Harmel Electric says, go Burton Panthers! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk to a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They'll be open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric hopes you'll join them in supporting the Burton Panthers football team with your attendance at the games. Go Burton! Win!
Financial investments are very important. But so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Rachel Conley, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Rachel Conley is a proud sponsor of Burton Panthers football on KWHI. For all of your investment needs, call 979-836-7779 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back in Burton as we're out of the timeout. Patterson's back out under center. He's
got
to take the snap. He's got the 20. He's around the corner. He's hit at the 20.
Fumble.
Ball comes out. Let's see what the referee calls him. He calls him down. Referee saying he was down at the 20. So big gain around the corner there. Ball was snapped at about the 40-yard line. So about a 20-yard gain for Patterson as he came around the corner on a quarterback keeper. Took a big hit at the end, but when he hit the ground, the ball popped out. So good call by the officials there. So Burton will have it first and 10. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line.
7:20 left in this fourth quarter in the game.
Clock is moving.
They were saying the pros, we're in the red zone.
They're in the red zone. Burton's going to go back to two backs flanked on either side of Patterson. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it and go up the middle. He's going to gain a couple yards on the play right there. Gain him about 2 yards. Bring up second down and 8. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 17-yard line. Got a player down on the field for Hearn.
Oh, no.
So they ran that three-back set again, and he's doing a lot of fakes off that set when they run that set in there. This time Patterson kept it instead of handing off around the edge there. Running straight at Hearn. Hearn's getting a little tired up there on that line, trying to take advantage of that.
KD will not hand this ball off, I tell you that right now.
I don't know. Both teams are coming.
Yeah, player's still down on the field for Hearn. Got about 6 minutes and 46 seconds left in the ball game. Burton down by one touchdown at this point. The player for Hearn is up, and they're going to.
Good deal.
Looks like he's going to walk off under his own power to the sidelines here. Burton's coming back out from the sidelines. Ball's going to be on the 17-yard line, second down, and about 8 yards to go for the first down. Needs about the 9-yard line there or so to get the first down.
This play's really working when he turns the corner here. I would not be shocked if we don't keep coming this way.
Let's go, offense. Come on, let's go.
So Patterson's in the shotgun again. He's got Bibby to his left, two receivers to the right. He's going to hand this one off to Bibby. He's going to find some room up the middle, and he's going to take that ball all the way down to about the 12-yard line. So a nice gain on the play. He's going to bring up about third down and 3 yards to go for that first down. So nice carry up the middle there by Bibby. This is definitely four down territory here.
Definitely. So. 6:20 left in the game. Third and four, third and three.
A third and three.
Bringing on around this end, KD.
Patterson's going to swing it to the right. He's got a lot of room. He's going to break it free. He's going to go into the score, and that's going to tie our game up at 25-25. 6 minutes and 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and Burton has tied the score 25-25 with the point after to come.
We're going to go for two here.
They've run that play 2 times on this drive to the right side where they flanked 2 receivers left, and each time they've done that, he's got at least 10-15 yards.
I'm going to tell you this,
play.
I'd run the trifecta right now.
Yep.
Same play this way again. Because for some reason, Hearn does not bring anybody out this way.
No, they're overloading the opposite side. So Patterson's going to go for 2 here. Snaps back, and they're going to throw it. He's got a receiver. Oh! Oh! And Hearn 25. 6 minutes and 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Nice job, guys.
So great job there on executing on that play. Ran a little bit like they were going to run that same sweep out to the right, but instead this time he pulls up, finds Martin for the two-point conversion. So momentum shift here in Burton. Looks like Burton's taking a little bit of the momentum. Got a few tired players on the other side right now. The fans are getting a little fired up here down in front of us.
Now we finally get some atmosphere.
I know. We get that high school atmosphere over here now. Yeah, we know Hearn's getting a little bit tired here. They were on the opposite side where they were supposed to be right there. So you got Ruben Rodriguez set to kick it off for the Burton Panthers.
Kick this baby as far as you can kick it, Ruben.
Back deep for Hearn is number 1, Jadamian McKee. Just one deep back. Kick from Ruben's going to go, looks like it's going to go out of bounds. So ball goes out of bounds at about the 24-yard line, so it'll be a penalty against Burton for a kick out of bounds.
Here we go again, another flag on the play.
Fans are getting a little restless moving on back. The handkerchiefs flying all the time. But
moving back.
So let's see where the referees are going to spot this. Looks like they're going to
re-kick it.
Going to re-kick it. He's going to take the option of the re-kick.
Back in the bundle.
So move it back 5 yards, and we'll re-kick it from the 35.
Another one.
Get everybody set up here.
Yep.
Have a little redo.
I believe I got a squib kick this baby. Don't give him no chance to grab this.
No, I'd probably keep this low. Looks like they're set up in that same formation they ran when they ran the kickoff back where they did the little trick play on there. Could see a little bit of backfield action back there if they feel this kick in the back.
Go!
Comes the kickoff from Rodriguez. He's going to kind of squib it to the right. Going to be fielded by number one. They tried to set up that little action, but he's just going to take it to the outside. He's going to break it down to the 40. He's going to run out of bounds at about the 47, 48-yard line. The referee's going to mark him out at the 49. So Hearn will take over first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. Good return on the kick there. Just took it to the outside. Use the speed, try to get around the corner.
All right, defense.
So need a big defensive stand here from Burton. 5 minutes and 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Burton leads 27-25. Just took the lead on a Caden Patterson touchdown run and a two-point conversion. So Hearn comes out, shotgun set. Receiver in motion from right to left. Running back in the backfield. Going to run it right up the middle. A tackle is made behind the line of scrimmage by number 54 from Burton.
Cody.
Be no gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10. The ball on the 49-yard line.
5:30 left in the game. Burton up 27-25. Let's go defense.
Burton comes out, shotgun set again. Wide receiver left, two to the right. Quarterback drops back to throws, looking across the middle. Oh, almost intercepted in his hand.
Reuben
Rodriguez had the ball in his hands and just dropped it.
He was running before he caught it.
He was looking at all that green grass.
He was picking to get him a pick six.
He catches that ball, and nobody's going to catch it because nobody was back there. So incomplete pass brings up third down and 10. Ball still at the 49-yard line. Hearn comes out of the huddle. Two receivers right, two receivers left.
It's the middle of the field, Red.
Go, Dave!
Snap. Quarterback's back to pass. He's under pressure. He's going to throw over the middle again. He's going to complete his pass.
Referee's
going to mark him about a yard short of the first down.
You know they're going here.
So that's going to bring up fourth down. Looks like about
two
yards to go. Ball's at the Burton 43-yard line.
It's probably the game here.
Big fourth down play. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Fourth down and two. Hearn's going to come out. They're going to run two receivers left, two receivers right.
Oh, man.
Let's see what they call here.
We were in the neutral zone.
They're calling false start on Hearn.
Really?
Yeah.
I just gave it away. That's fast.
Referee on the far side signaled false start on her. Mark it off 5 yards back. Bring up fourth and seven. Quarterback tried a hard count. Burton moved a little bit, got back, and then Hearn moved on the far side. Probably why he didn't call Burton. And nobody moved over here. That happened over on the far side of the field. So.
All right, boys. Let's go. 4 minutes left.
Fourth down and seven. Ball's at the Burton 47-yard line. Here's the snap. Quarterback dropping back. He's under pressure. Throws incomplete. Big fourth down stand by Burton. Had a receiver coming open. Just overthrew him a little bit. The pressure got to the quarterback, so Burton will take over on down. Be first and 10, Burton. They'll have the ball at their own 47-yard line with 3 minutes and 54 seconds left in the game, and Burton with the lead 27-25. Big, huge pressure play by that defensive line.
They got
Burton
some
right
pressure
there.
On him. Now you're going to see a lot of KD over here on this right side. Why stop?
I wouldn't stop. I'd keep running him back to the right.
Yeah,
do
I'd,
the same thing you were doing.
I'd make
ago.
Them put 7 players on this side before I run to the left.
So ball's at the Burton 47. Come out. Patterson's in the shotgun.
Delay of the game. Come on, guys.
Took a little too much time there. Going to call a delay of game on Burton. Coach Hody is not happy about that call. So mark off 5 against Burton. Pushes the ball back to the Burton 43. Bring up first down and 15.
Back to 15 again.
Let's go.
So Burton comes out of the huddle.
Forget about it. Let's go.
Patterson in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the right. He's going to run it to the right. He's going to get around the corner. He's going to cut upfield. He's at the 50. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 45-yard line.
He better hold on the ball because Hearn's got the ball on that.
No.
Referee's going to say Burton holds on to the ball, so it'll be Gaines going to be out to the Hearn 44-yard line. Bring up second down and 2 yards to go.
Hurry up. Let's go.
3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. Burton up 27-25.
Right now, they should be getting there. I can fall quick.
Patterson's going to go under center with that 3-back set. Going to hand it off.
Come on.
Ball carry is going to take it down. Good enough for a first down. So we'll move the chains. Takes the carry down to the 42-yard line.
Reuben on that carry.
First down carry by Reuben Rodriguez.
2:40 left. Timeout. Hearn.
Hearn's going to take a timeout with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Takes Hearn down to 1 timeout. 1 timeout left for Hearn. Get another first down. A couple plays here. You can seal this win. Break a big play off. You can get a 2-score game going. Seal the win.
I'll take that.
Just hold on to the ball. It's all about ball security right here. Keep moving down the field. Coach Hody is fired up down there right now.
He is preaching finish, boys, finish.
So as we come out of the break here, Burton will have it first down and 10. Ball sets right between them. 47, reaching the 42 and the 43-yard line. Right on the teeth of that Panther out there.
That's it.
So Burton's going to come out of the huddle. Looks like Patterson's going to be under center. 3-back set. Takes it. He's going to keep it himself. Cut it up the middle. He's going to break through the middle. He's going to take it all the way down to the 19-yard line.
That close to breaking that, baby.
21-yard carry there by Patterson as he just fakes the handoff, keeps the ball himself, goes right up to the middle. Referee's actually going to mark it at the 20. It'll be first and 10. Burton at the 20-yard line. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Run, clock, run.
Hearn with only one timeout remaining. Looks like Burton's going to take their time here. Let the clock tick down.
Oh, we're going to call a timeout then.
Nope.
And Burton's going to call a timeout. So as we take this timeout, we'll take a timeout and send it back for a word from our sponsor.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh, and smoked sauces available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to wish the Burton Panthers a winning football season. Go Big Red!
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, we're back here in Burton after that two-minute timeout. Brings up first and 10 for the Panthers. Ball's at the 20-yard line. Patterson's under center. He's going to fake the handoff again, go right up the middle. He's going to take the ball down close to the 10-yard line. They're
doing
still
some pushing
still
here.
Still pushing. Patterson finally goes down at about the 8-yard line, which will bring up first and goal for Burton. Minute 46 left in the game, and we've got a injury timeout. Got a actually Hearn actually took a timeout there. So Hearn uses their last timeout.
Hands it off to the left.
Getting pretty close to putting this one away down here. 8 yards out from the end zone. Minute 46 left. Hearn cannot stop the clock. Burton just has to let the clock out here. He's going to walk out with a hard-fought victory, especially after coming out in the third quarter. Gets two up put on you in about a minute and 10 seconds.
It's a sign of a good team that doesn't quit. Sign of a head coach that has players that have a lot of heart and are going to play hard for the
As we come back out of the timeout here, let's see what they're going to keep it in that under center three-back formation. I don't think he'll go back to the shotgun.
No, I think he'll
stay under center.
Now, KB's going to take this ball. Either he's just going to go down or I think he's going to try to score. You know, they don't have any timeouts left, so what do we got? First and 10. I've kneeled this baby down. They can't stop it.
Yeah,
and don't give them any chance of, you know, if you score here, then you got to kick it off.
Looks like they're going to come out in victory formation.
Yeah.
Just take a knee and run the clock out here.
Good job.
So Patterson under center. He's going to step back. So that's going to run off another 40 seconds off the play clock right there.
Yes, sir.
We're down to a minute 30 left in the game. Hearn can't stop the clock as they've used all their timeouts. This is going to be a big victory and a big win for the Burton Panthers tonight. Hard-fought game on both sides. We talked about this a little bit at the halftime about it's all about who was going to get tired first. It looks like Hearn tired down along their defensive front, which really opened up Burton's running game.
Absolutely.
Burton stuck to the running game, ran Patterson quite a bit around the right side. That play was open. Need one more snap, and that's going to do it all after one more snap. Down to 40 seconds left. He'll have to snap it one more time to get the play clock all the way down. So here comes the Patterson's under center. He's going to take the snap, take the final knee. That's going to do it.
Nice job, Ray.
The clock's going to tick off, and Burton's going to come out of here with a 27-25 victory over the Hernies. Well played and entertaining second half. Started off with a bang. Burton hung in there, came back. They're going to get the dividends of a victory here, go 2-0 on the season as the clock winds down to zero, and that's going to do it for our game here tonight. Burton's going to win it 27-25, and we'll send it back to the studios. We'll be back to wrap this up after a few words from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Panthers football team on the field again this year. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication to be better through continuous improvement and how to handle disappointments. Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, would like to thank all of the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. Join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Panthers.
The Friday night lights are shining bright in Somerville, and Citizens State Bank is proud to stand behind the Yeehaws every step of the way. As your local hometown bank for 100 years, they believe in supporting what matters, and that means backing Yeehaw football and the students who wear the orange and black with pride. From the field to the classroom and everywhere in between, CSB is proud to support the Yeehaws. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Hi, I'm Emma Griffith, your senior captain.
Hi, I'm Skylar Unger, junior captain.
Hi, I'm Mia Odom, junior captain.
And we are Panther Cheer. Panther fans, pump it up, yo, red.
White.
Red.
White.
Panther fans, keep it up, yo, B.
H. S.
B.
H. S.
Let's go, Panthers.
We wish the Burton Panthers an outstanding season.
All right, we're back here at Panther Stadium in Burton, Texas, where we just watched a very exciting second half of football go on with the Burton Panthers coming out on top 27-25 over Hearn. Daryl, that third quarter started off with a bang for Hearn. Got out there, and, man, they tried to take the momentum, and just a good, hard-fought victory by Burton coming back and getting that win.
You know, we could have easily laid down after those two quick scores that Hearn did, but we didn't. Once again, that's a sign of our leadership here. These coaches, they hate to lose. The players feed off of that, and that's what it's all about. They believe in themselves. The coaches insist that, look, we're not going to accept losing. We don't quit till that final zero is on the clock. And that's what these dudes did. You know, we said about getting tired because both sides pretty much was 11-on-11.
Pretty much had 11-on-11 going. Wasn't too many substitutions going on there. So we had talked about each team getting tired, and it's going to come down to who had the best conditioning and who had the most work probably over the summer to get that conditioning. And fortunately for the Panthers tonight, looks like their conditioning paid off for them as Hearn did tire down there at the end.
Because at the end, Hearn's front, who was putting the most pressure on us, not letting us get to the outside, they started putting their hands on their hips and on their knees. And, you know, when you feel that you got them down, you taste that blood, you put them away. And that's what our guys did. They kept battling up front. KD took the ball into his hands and said, look, you ride me, boys. I'm the dude. You ride me. And he did. He led them. Simak, what a game. You know, run the kickoff back. Then had that was a bullet that KD threw to him on that slant that they scored. Simak had a heck of a game. The defense, at when they needed it, they stepped up and took charge. And I'm sure that from the first quarter to halftime and a little bit into that third quarter, them boys heard a lot of words and stuff from that big man standing there with his hands on his hip preaching to them right now. But right now, what he's telling them, boys, I'm so proud of you. Y'all responded. You know, this is a fiery game. And some people get mad because he is a fiery coach. Football is a fiery game, is a physical game. You want a leader that's out there playing just as hard as you're playing, even though he doesn't have pads on. He is playing as hard as they're playing. And I'd rather have somebody like that than somebody like Jason Garrett who just spits.
And, you know, a win like this can go a long ways as you go along in the season.
Yep.
You were down. You got down. You didn't quit. You came back. You stuck with it. You stuck with what you do, and you played some good defense. You held them, and you scored some points on offense, came back with a huge victory. You could build off this, motivate them off of this. I wouldn't put these guys out of any game.
No.
And use that as a learning experience. Hey, this is what we did here against Hearn. We can do this against other teams.
Exactly, a building block each week. Next week, my friend, Schulenberg is a horse, okay? You're going to go in there, and you're going to have to sit there and battle and battle. And the biggest thing, you want to come out of a physical game. That's why Coach Hody plays these tougher teams, because when district and playoffs come, it's nothing that you haven't seen that's too big. Schulenberg is gonna be a really, really good team. And that's why he plays them. That's why we're playing the teams we're playing in volleyball. You're playing for that second, third, fourth round in playoffs, that when you get there, that when they turn the lights on, they're not too bright. Because if you play a pansy schedule, whoop-de-doo, you beat somebody 63-0 in everything. And when you get in the playoffs and you play a good team and then it's a close game, you can't handle it. That's what I'm so proud about this, what Coach Hody does and Coach Blair Smith, what they're doing with the volleyball team. They are playing top-notch teams and winning. And that attitude in Burton right now in the community is so high, Drain, that it is unbelievable how much fun that the community is having. They see what kind of teams we have, and unbelievable.
Another good thing about tonight, you came out of here healthy.
Yes.
No one got hurt. You had a few of them that cramped a little bit, but other than that, no injuries. You come out healthy out of the game. You come out with a big win.
Absolutely.
And you come away, and you can be proud of what these kids did and made a really, really good run there in the late third, early fourth quarter. So what we're going to do, send it back to the studios another time, hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll come back out to Panther Stadium.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities. Whether it's in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2025 season.
Go fight win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown, too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
All right, we're back here in Burton, as Burton has got a hard-fought victory tonight over the Hearn Eagles, 27-25. The players are out on the field talking with their parents, families, getting some pictures. I remember when my son played football over in Brenham not that long ago, that was one of the things we always like to do is try and get some after-the-game photos. Sometimes they don't like you going on the field anymore, but... You know, they've come over to the side, get a lot of pictures. It's all about family out here in these small towns, and it's good to see that.
100%, man. I preach that every time I get to talk on here, how proud I am to be from Burton, to see these guys. Not half of these people are not grandparents. They're friends. They're ex-students. They just want to be a part of what we have going on in Burton right now. And it's unbelievable how it just attracts. You know, you sit there and you feed off of that. And the kids feed off of that too. You said it best just a while ago when we took that lead, how the stands just erupted. They were waiting for something to cheer. You know, you would hope that they would put a little more of that all the way through, because you've been out on that field just like I was. You hear those people cheering for you and stuff, and you want the more noise that they're cheering for you, you forget about being tired as you go get it.
Yeah, that's what they did. The fans kind of erupted there. They got a little quiet at the beginning of the third, but then once they started making that move back, they had the big return for the touchdown on the kickoff, and then you had the big pass play for the touchdown. You're right back in things, and then they finished it off with the run there to score that last touchdown. So we'll send it back to the studios for a few more words from our sponsors.
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Daryl Kiki, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Panthers football team on the field again this year. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication to be better through continuous improvement and how to handle disappointments. Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, would like to thank all of the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. Join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Panthers.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Welcome back out to Burton, Texas, where we've just watched the Burton Panthers beat the Hearn Eagles 27-25. A very entertaining game. First half had a lot of miscues on both parts, had a lot of penalties on the Hearn side, had a lot of fumbles. We had a kind of a sloppy game in the first half. Boy, did it pick up in the third quarter when Hearn started out with a run ran the kickoff back for a touchdown. Burton turns the ball back, right back over to him. Very next play, they're back in the end zone. We're a minute and 10 seconds into the third, and Burton had a 7-6 lead at that time, and then next thing you know, they're down by two scores. And a good job by those kids from Burton, though, fighting back, coming back, and getting a hard-fought win out here tonight. Fans are still mingling around. I think they're pretty excited here. Watched a very exciting football game.
Yes, and it finished for the good guys' side 27-25. Everybody's going to go home tonight and enjoy, as my buddy Thaler would say, some Kool-Aid, and going to have some fun.
Yeah, as long as the kids just drink the Kool-Aid, the parents can have the adult Kool-Aid, I guess you'd say, if they want to go celebrate. But let's. I know it's been an exciting night out here. We can see Coach Hody still down there. He's talking to different people.
Yeah.
Going in and out. Looks like he's talking to the Banner Press over there, doing a little interview. But exciting to watch. Lots of kids running around playing out here. You kind of miss that when you're not in a smaller town like we're in. That small town feel is just something hard to duplicate, you know, in the bigger towns and stuff. I know they get big football, big time football, but you want to watch some good football, come watch some of these smaller schools compete, because these kids will really get after it out here.
You watch the enthusiasm from the band to the cheerleaders, the whole nine yards. I mean, this hamburger steak that Gary Gable and Gabriel Catering cook, unbelievable. And you know, just from top to bottom, it ended up being a great night. Do we have a lot to improve on? Absolutely. You know, this is second game, but they sat there and played hard, finished the game. When it was gut check time, they stepped up.
It's still early in the year yet. You know, you got some things that you can clean up, make things better. Take care of the ball a little bit better. Had a little bit of fumble problems on a couple things that can be corrected very easily.
A lot of penalties.
That's just from the mental wear and tear of stuff like that. And it's going to get better as you go on. It's going to get cleaned up. The coaches are going to take care of that. They're going to work that through in practice. They've got a big contest coming up next week with Schulenburg. That's going to be a hard fought game over there, and they play in Schulenburg, if I'm correct on that, or they play here. I did not.
I'm not 100%. We'll catch that when we get this break.
So what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studios again and hear a few more words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh, and smoked sauces available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing, open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to wish the Burton Panthers a winning football season. Go Big Red!
All right, we're back at Burton, Texas, Burton Panther Stadium over here. It was great coming out here tonight. seeing a game at this new stadium. First home opener at this stadium. I believe they played one game here last year, if I'm right.
Yeah.
They've had a couple scrimmages, but this is the first home opener. I'm glad I was able to be a part of that. Burton's on the winning end of that also. You got a home opener and you win it 27-25 in a good, exciting second half game that we saw here. Caden Patterson had a great game, quarterback. He threw a touchdown pass, ran for some touchdowns. Simak had a great game receiving. All in all, defense played pretty well considering the pressure that was kind of put on them in the third quarter when they scored on the kickoff return and then hit them right hard. But the defense hung tight, stopped them when they needed to on some big fourth down plays in the fourth quarter, and Burton comes away with a 27-25 victory.
Well, Steve and I enjoyed doing this first one together. Down the road, we're going to see some more. Let's just be thankful we could get a W tonight. I know a lot. The fair is actually, 12 days away, and that's a lot of these country kids here that they have projects that mom and our daddy is going home to look at and sweat bullets there, because this is a time when them pigs start limping and those steers quit eating. Chickens, you need to get up more, right?
Chickens, you got to get up with them. I'm the chicken guy.
And the rabbits, they need to keep hopping. But can't say enough how proud I am here. We'll keep doing this. Thanks for the radio and the sponsors for being able to let us play on the air like we're doing. And great job, Burton. Can't wait till the next one.
So from myself and Daryl out here in Burton, we're going to say good night. Burton with a 27-25 victory over Hearn, and we'll see y'all next time.
This broadcast of the Burton Panther football game was brought to you by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Johnny Benitez with Apple Ford, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker Ag Service, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Quality Glass, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, ACL Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Rachel Connolly with Edward Jones, Blinn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Felder's By and By, Harmel Electric, Brenham National Bank, TNT Car Wash, Bluebell Aquatic Center, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Market Realty, and Burton ISD. Final score of tonight's game was Burton 27 versus Hearn, who beats Hearn 20 with a score of 25. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.